You're listening to Q-Talk Arizona. The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee on Q-Talk Arizona. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Well, good Tuesday evening. We are a week post-election day, and damn it, it feels good to not have all those fucking commercials on there. Here we are at the Q-Talk America Studios in Central Phoenix, coming to you live. It's 7 o'clock. We do this every Tuesday night. We're almost all here. Marnie's running late for some reason. Well, it's because she's Marnie. I think that's why.
Yes, whoops. Where am I?
I don't know. Talk into it. There you go. Move stuff. Make magic.
It's gone limp again. Oh, my goodness.
You can make it taller.
That's what he said.
Wow. Yeah. These are...
So oh, I just got it up. Thank you.
Oh, well, this week we are welcoming a woman who's celebrating a victory for the Kyrsten Sinema campaign. Ladies and gentlemen, Katie June joins our cast. Woo! That's a bell ringer. We can ring bells on that.
Yes, officially declared.
Very nice.
Yeah, as of yesterday.
Yeah, very
suck
cool.
Suck it, Vernon Parker.
There you
suck
are.
It.
Mm-hmm. And, well, I'd introduce Marnie, but she's not here. So let's go to a man who's just about cleared all the hurdles on his way to getting a pool in his very own backyard. It's Al Perkins.
Except for the money hurdle.
Yeah.
So all that's left is the 70-foot wall. I made it over the step stool.
Ta-da.
Yeah. That's I sat on the beanbag chair.
Now you have to pay for it.
Yeah, now I have to go, like, beg for money.
Oh, well, there's Marn. Hi, Marn.
Hi.
Well, she's a member of our cast who recently was in her own personal hell of 2 hours at the Apple Store. Oh. Marnie Ryer.
Jesus.
What? So what?
Fucking techies.
So it was a good 2 hours.
So wait, bullshit. So you didn't find it all to be completely intuitive, and did you just wake up knowing where to put your finger in the dike?
Whoa.
That's what she said.
Yep.
Just saying.
There's that.
Sorry, I was running a little behind.
Oh, why? What were you?
Well, I didn't eat, so I had to stop at Circle K.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, for a healthy hot dog? It's important.
I got two bananas and a protein shake.
Oh, I was going to say, I was told that you don't put the wieners near your mouth.
Oh.
Well, I gave that up in 91. For Lent.
That's not a good trade.
So we're still waiting for Easter to hit.
I'm not Catholic. I just used it as a good excuse. Dude,
what is that sound?
Oh.
Wait. I'm like, no. Nah,
all of a sudden, Al's playing stuff off of his iPad. I don't know what. Was that last
that
week's
just
show?
Happened.
I don't know.
Like, oh no, you're
he's
listening.
Recording us.
No, yeah, you clicked on the listen live link of this show for right now.
So
it's like, delayed.
Wait, that's so smart.
I'm listening to myself. Listening to myself. I don't know what to do.
I'm hearing the voices
there's like
again.
A little delay. I wonder if that's a
no,
5 second. For
no.
Profanity.
It
is. Just in case my shirt goes up.
Not on this fucking show.
I hope that happens.
We don't need a delay for anything. We can pretty much
not
say whatever
Marnie's
we want.
Tits.
No.
God, we don't need a delay for that.
Oh, by the way, in case I haven't informed you all, we will be getting webcams in the near future, so people will be able to see
something.
Us.
You mean so I have to dress up for this shit?
No, you can wear the same shit you wear all the time.
You'll How are you, Katie?
Oh.
It's good to see you.
Oh my God, it's a love fest. Woo! The girls and the so now we're balanced, right? So we got two guys and two girls.
Well, actually, we have three girls and one guy.
I mean, all of a sudden, my gender reassignment is not.
She didn't say who it was.
I was just saying you took that.
Yeah, yeah, he felt guilty.
He kind of jumped on that one.
There's that.
You go by a girl's name for 30, 40 years, and the next thing you know, people
bam.
Are asking
you're
questions.
You're wearing a skirt.
That's
you're
true.
Throwing it up there.
Well, as we do, we start each and every show with going around the table, finding out what everybody's been up to. So, Katie, you are in the position that I always go to first. So, what you been up to, girl?
Well, of course, big week, big day yesterday. Kyrsten won.
Right.
Yes.
So we said that.
So now
and
you're
so
on.
That's it.
So she fly off to freshman orientation.
She was there as of yesterday. Now they had invited her previously, you know, assuming.
Yeah. Yeah.
That she was going to
you know
take
what
the
that
cake.
Always does.
I know.
Does this mean you're unemployed now that the campaign's over?
Indeed it does.
You're unemployed or you're employed?
So anyone's looking for a part-time average fundraiser, I'm free.
We are here at Q-Talk.
You know, I know somebody in the Girl Scouts who's always looking for fundraising things. So, like for reals.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're just across the street.
You can climb the fence.
Well, I have to tell you, I've actually been really excited to be a stay-at-home mother, a full-time with Palmer, and, you know, we want to try for another baby soon. But it's only been like a day. And that is hard shit. It is not easy. And I don't know. We'll see how long that lasts. Yeah. She is so cute.
I'm excited, though, that we get to see you every Tuesday now. So next Tuesday, we can be like, okay. Well, how did the last 7 days go?
That actually won't be totally fair because next piece of big news, I'm going on a cruise tomorrow morning.
Fantastic.
Yay. So when I come back, I will actually have been without Palmer again for almost an entire week.
And on a boat. Okay. You're going where?
To the Bahamas.
Going to the Bahamas. All right.
Oh.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. She comes back next Monday, right?
I'll be back Monday.
Monday, and then boom, right here with us.
I can't wait.
I mean, your land legs.
Just have legs.
Just get legs.
Ariel, just make sure you got some fucking legs before you go up
just
there.
Get here if you can.
Yeah. Railway.
Anytime you want to leave Billy Ocean and land on Alita Adams, I will go with you.
Get out of my cruise. Get into my car.
Oh, and Billy's back. Fucking ocean.
Duh.
You make me not like the ocean.
I'll let it go. Congratulations to you, though, Katie. Thank that's you. Fantastic.
Yeah, that's
good
great.
Stuff.
That's good.
Did you ride here?
You know, I didn't. Oh, only you didn't. Because I had so much to do before I was leaving. You know, I'm a last minute Sally, big time. So
is your sister over there.
Packed.
Yeah, well, now we're divided. Jesus. Now we're divided up in that camp
I know.
Too. Yeah.
Marnie Boo Boo is a procrastinator on a lot of things.
That's right. I'm Marnie Boo Boo. Yeah.
Yay. I had so much to do. I had to pack and. I have to go home and pack and clean and I know a bike ride's only like 5 extra minutes, but they're precious.
All right. Oh, there's that. Plus you also don't have lights.
You got to talk yourself out of that though, to get into the bike community. Like you really do. Like you just.
Isn't it? I know.
Yeah. Cause you can always say, you can say that all the time. Like, oh, it's too long to run. But it really isn't.
So let me tell you too. I always
you
said,
live. How far away do you live?
Oh.
Remember, we rode her home that
you
night.
You
know. Oh, yeah, no. It'll actually be quicker to ride your bike.
Probably.
Because there's no use run lights and stuff.
So, right. I travel, Kelly and I used to travel to San Francisco frequently, and I would always
bike.
Oh.
By bike, yes.
I would drive there, ride there, and not here. And while I was in the city, I would always think, oh, I wish I lived in a walking city. And really, I mean, shit, I could walk out the door. It's 10 minutes to the light rail station.
Right.
To any cool place in town. And I don't do it.
Right.
I'm like, this is just not a walking
because
city.
Because you're...
Because I'm halfway snobby and other... And the light rail
but I like to pretend that the people on the light rail are cleaner than the people on the bus. Like, somehow...
Oh, they are.
You shower a little bit more.
Yes.
I mean, it's such a horrible thing to say because I'm... If we run into any pushback on this pool, the car goes.
Okay.
Because I don't use it.
But you don't need to worry about all the cool decking and everything else because we're going to be pouring that cement in.
Oh, and the price dropped like $3,000 today.
Good.
Oh, they did the quarter turn on the pool. Oh, bitches, you'll never see me. We'll be broadcasting from that table in the pool. But no, so I mean, that's the thing
good.
Is you just have to make that conscious decision to always say, get on the bike. And it takes a day or two if you commit to it. Like I've been... I have no miles in my car.
Well, she used to. Now, Katie used to ride because the one bike that you have is like a race bike.
Yeah, it's a speed road.
Yeah, she's
bike.
Got. She used to actually do.
But that's different
rides.
Than city driving. Like
it is. Yeah. I would go out. I would drive out. You know, to these beautiful parks and you know these incredible way far out in Mesa and South Mountain and you know North Phoenix. And then I would drive there and then get on my bike and ride around.
Right, right.
You know,
which is what you have to do. I mean, to get to the trails in South Mountain.
Yeah.
But the greenbelt here is so beautiful. That's such a pretty
ride. I need
to
learn about that. Now that I'm unemployed.
Yeah.
And my bike is fixed.
I've done all the little research to how to get the light rail right to the drop-in spot for the greenbelt.
I need
to get right for like 25 miles and have a lovely day.
Yeah, and I can take the baby. It's a fun thing to do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good time. It is. Yeah. It absolutely totally is. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous day. I was going to tell you something else about your bike. Oh, the other thing is she doesn't have. I took she and Kelly's bikes, like I'm apt to do, and I fixed. So my house had more bikes than normal the other day.
I was in the stable today. It does.
He was there today.
The stable.
But their bikes are in great condition. I just aired up their tires and checked them out for them, and they're all ready to go. So she can ride.
And it's so lovely of you.
She's just got to get lights for that fucking bike.
You are the handiest gay man in town.
One of them.
That is really a true story.
Certainly
is.
I always have to keep my skirt down near him. Just a second away from a puppet show.
They're everywhere. Hands.
Not really sure what that meant, but
I don't know, but that's fantastic.
That scared me a little
God
bit.
Damn, that was great.
If you ever show up at my house on your bike in a skirt,
call me. You're done.
Nobody will believe it.
I can't believe you're betting against that.
Isn't that called Sunday?
It wasn't even Halloween.
Yeah, just insane.
Random.
Sometimes I like a little fresh air up there.
Sundays with Al.
It feels good.
Yeah. Breezy.
A draft.
Easy breezy, you know.
Beautiful.
Maybe it's Maybelline, yeah.
You never know. At least your bike doesn't have a Cooter Killer seat. You're fine.
Oh, no.
Oh, Marn.
My bike is Cooter friendly.
What is up?
Well, I was feeling a little, you know, I don't know, like Diane Sawyer on Wednesday. You know, just simply exhausted, really is what it was, because that's all I was exhausted. You know, it's semantics. I wonder if that Shelley Dankert felt the same way. Did you see that, Shelley Dankert?
No, not
for me. Our lovely Doug Wilkie had a rant, as it were. That he posted on his Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the oddest, strangest things I had ever heard. It's a really drunk woman in, and I'm not describing myself, Al, so fuck off. But it was
just sketching it.
I thought so. Really drunk chick in Nebraska who was crazy, like cray-cray, about the whole Obama winning.
Mm-hmm.
Screaming into, she does some YouTube things. And quite a rant. But we'll go into that later. She's a
There were lots of crazy bitches.
There were. Like, and I have a lot of
yes,
that.
Yes, me too.
A lot of that. Because it was just, it brought up a lot of things for me that really were uncomfortable.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just thought they were fucking nuts.
No, they're not. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that means the same thing.
But yeah.
I mean, there were things that actually pushed it past just batshit crazy.
Oh, no, I did. Yeah, I did too.
Yeah. So, but this chick was just, she was drinking beer and butterscotch schnapps.
Yes. Butterbeer.
See, now I love butterbeer.
Wow.
I love butterbeer. But this was a little troublesome because then I thought, we have too much in common.
Okay, now do you just pour butter schnapps?
Or drop it like a gag bomb.
Just give up, Al. Yeah. Stop.
Do you pour that one word into the other
next week? And then you have ta-da.
Ta-da.
That's two
things I can't say.
Two things together.
Al was having a lot of difficulty with talking last week, you might recall.
Really?
Yes,
that's
he was.
Weird.
Yeah. Anyway, what else? What else?
I have a picture for him.
Oh.
I was like, God damn, that was funny. Now, I didn't get a chance last week because of all the
because we were only on the air for 4 hours.
4 hours.
No, but because of the hoopla.
Okay.
Yeah.
But thank you for coming and fixing the pipe up front, Mr. Fix-It,
as
we were just discussing.
Good.
So thank you very much. That was fantastic.
Welcome. I'm going to assume your front yard is now green again.
Well, not yet.
You
fixed my pool in the front. My pool in the back is still fine. Thank you, Mr. Perkins.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So we were having vagina rain last week. That's all it.
Get out of my vagina. Get into my
soul. Oh, you got 4 years to keep people staying out of your vagina.
Yeah, there's that.
Although we're going to secede from the union, though, I heard today.
Well, that's what I heard, too. So, good. There are about 30,000 of us there. Yes. 13,000 that wanted to do that.
And
so.
You know what? I said, let them go.
Bye.
Yeah, but then
try to find a first world country that doesn't have socialized medicine. Good luck to you. Yeah.
Yes,
they were talking.
Them, bitch.
They were talking today on KTR about that. If we secede and we actually become our own independent country, the thing that scared me the most was that they said that Brewer would become queen and reign forever.
Yeah,
fuck
queen,
that.
Queen
and
my
then,
ass.
And then they were like, "Well, I wonder how much an aircraft carrier costs, and can we put it in the lake?"
Yeah.
Wait, what was that? So Arizonans want to secede. Oh, now I know this is Texans.
No, Texas is one. Like 20 states that are filing,
mm-hmm.
filing to have their case heard about seceding from the union.
There were over 60,000 today in Texas and 13,000.
Oh no, 75,000 in Texas.
75? Okay.
Yeah, they went up.
And
there's
and 13 here in Arizona.
It's building
at
here.
Minimum.
Yeah. Oh,
but
Lord
that's
Almighty.
Just you have to have 25,000 signatures just to get it heard by whoever whatever department in the government hears that. So, I mean,
that's so bizarre.
It really is. Maybe I'm not going to put the pool in until I find out
if I'm part of this nation.
This United
before
States.
Because what will our currency be? I mean, they're so stupid.
Well, and what happens to me? I love the president, and I want to be, I want all things associated with the union, said union.
Yeah.
So I'm starting my own petition, bitches.
Yeah, exactly.
We're staying right where we are.
Well, it'd be like me telling me, you know, my house seceding from the city of Phoenix. I just haven't, you know, I'm an independent.
That's actually perfect because then no fire services, no police services for you or for those folks.
Right? Yeah,
that'd
be stupid.
So they can just.
Suck it.
Build forts.
Yeah, and then figure out your currency because our money is best based on the luck. Good faith of the U.S. government. Like, we don't have a gold reserve anymore.
People are assholes. I know.
People are so stupid.
Think that through, you racist pigs. Yeah.
So what? So moving on.
Yeah.
We'll get into those and other hot topics
on that
in a minute.
Yeah.
What aside from the pool hurdles that you were clearing, what else, Al?
Oh, nothing. Well, I have gotten off my mild addiction to Fox News, and we're weaning off of CNN. I did have to do this. I did have to do the
intervention.
Not the intervention, but I did have to do the something in morbidity, mortality and morbidity report on Fox News. So much fun. So Schadenfreude at its absolute best to watch all of them suck it up. Dick Morris, Bill, whatever his name is, that's on ABC on Sunday morning. George Will. All the people that predicted landslides, all those people that last Sunday and Monday were like, it's going to be a landslide, the polling's all wrong. But Dick Morris was the big one, and he was so shitty. He's the only person that ever made money as a professional pollster.
Okay.
And the next day he's like, well, you know what we didn't count on was because they kept saying, what they kept saying, like, they're going by 2008 models, and there's no way, there's no enthusiasm. Blacks will never come out again higher than the last election. The youth will never come out again higher than the last election. There'll never be a gender gap, biggest gender gap in history, and Obama would never get, white people were going to be out. Lowest white turnout ever. Yeah. Obama managed to only get 39% of the white vote and still won the fucking election. But to Dick Morris, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, and I taped, and I couldn't sit through a whole shower. I tried, I got maybe 15 minutes of Sean Hannity. And I was ready to put a spear through his neck.
Waterboarding?
Yeah, it was. I mean, my dream of giving Donald Trump a swirly has still not come true, but it's still.
And so, like, I loved one of the pictures that was circulating with their jaws dropped. It was three.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
And they, and you know, it was kind of that meme, and it said,
now, what is a meme? Because that's the second time I've heard this word.
So a meme is just one of those Facebook. It's a picture with words on it, right?
Okay.
It's just one, like, a still frame that people take and they put a quote on it.
Okay,
it's like,
add to it.
Right.
Okay.
So there was the one and it said, Fox is certainly fair and balanced. And it had Obama wins and three hosts.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
And the next
jaws and pissed. Like, I love pissed it. Off. And it's awesome.
It's a delight. And that's awesome. They do Fox and Friends on Saturday Night Live. I don't know if you've seen their parody of that. It is fantastic. Yeah. And, you know, they just, the one guy they make is kind of normal and he talks and the girl's just an idiot. And then they have the third guy that they just make him like a functioning telethon ready human where he's just like, oh, like he. And then they do whatever their segment is, and at the end they put, now our fact checkers have to go over everything that we said that's incorrect in the last 5 minutes, and they just do a screen scroll
of everything,
but you have to slow it down, like you gotta pause on it and watch
it
them, and
really
it's like
every single thing.
Yeah, there is more than one black person in America dressing up over and over again, and it is legal to say the word Mexican on TV, and like, it's just, if you can find any of the Fox friends in SNL. So that was just it. So it was just a week of reviewing, including our coverage of, just to kind of see, like, where everybody was. It's fun to, I say that about.
You were able to hear us?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was.
When did that get posted?
Today.
Jesus.
Just a couple hours ago. Yeah. Remember I talked about that with 9/11, that I want to hear the broadcast going up to it. You know, I want to hear everybody kind of, like, fucking everything up and not knowing what's going on. Like, I'm very interested in news from that perspective. Like, before we had a crystal clear picture, what kind of lunatic fringe ideas were going out there?
Oh, I specifically remember that morning I was driving to work, and literally I just backed out of the driveway and listening to local radio news, and just the guy came in and said, oh, this just in. It seems that a single-engine private plane has struck one of the buildings in New York, and then they just moved on, you know, something else, and then they came back in 30 minutes. Well, we're getting reports that it's a little bigger.
Right, right.
And then all of a sudden, you know, obviously within about an hour.
Because they're not going to their main news source. No one has told them to switch over to the big dogs of news.
Right.
So it was fun. It was fun to watch that. So it was fun to watch all the different stuff. I watched Larry King's new attempt at TV.
Jesus, that sounded like a train wreck.
Larry King is older than God, and he's trying to do what we're doing. Like, they're basically doing a podcast with a camera that I guess it's broadcast on YouTube. I don't know where you find the station that he's on, but he has a signature microphone and his tie.
Suspenders.
Right. And he's lost. I mean, he's just, seriously, he's so far into Alzheimer's land. It's just sad.
He's so
But they
old.
Had no technology, so they were doing what we were doing. And I watched like 3.5 hours of it because I was on call last night, so I have nothing to do.
Yeah.
So you just watch them. They don't have a TV set behind them, so they're all getting it all, like, and how unreliable what we're all using for our information is. I'm just going to kill Joe. But if you're just relying on the internet for news, you need live feeds. Like,
right.
You're just taking gossip on top of gossip. Like, you need someone to give you real hard
news
with pictures. Like, I didn't realize how good we had it. That TV was a genius idea, as it turns out.
I'm good at ideas sometimes.
Yeah.
I figured these things out.
So that was my week, just kind of doing a moratorium, if you will.
Recap.
Monday morning quarterbacking.
Yes, armchair quarterbacking.
Yeah,
sure.
Any little metaphor you want to put in here. And you, what have you been up to?
Well, now, you're going to be proud of me, Al. You're going to be very proud of me. I saw a movie.
You walked by a vacuum cleaner.
Actually, I did. There's a story. Stand by. Stand
it was
by.
In the theater.
Yeah.
No. So no.
You
it wasn't.
You didn't wrestle the vacuum cleaner out of the person's hand and take it home.
No, I did not. So Saturday, I spent almost all day with my mom. We were going to go to lunch and then go see Lincoln. Come to find out, Lincoln got pushed back a week. And
no, it opened. It opened in 9 cities. They did a limited.
Well, they
open.
Need to quit. Fucking showing commercials here that it opened on the 9th because I'm looking all over for
right,
it.
Right, it says limited release opens wide Friday. You got to listen to the whole commercial.
I don't know.
Always call me if you're movie questions.
So anyway, well, I kept wondering why on the app that I have for AMC Theaters it would show it, but no showtimes. So then I Googled it for no showtimes anywhere.
Yeah.
So we went. We saw Argo. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
We all know how it turns out. The story.
No, actually, I didn't. Like,
no, but I mean, we know the general of what happens. I don't want to give the movie away, but if you're as old as us, you lived through it. But the kicker,
but not that part.
At the end of that fucking movie, I was just on the edge of my seat.
I
was like, Jesus Christ.
I don't think I took a breath for like the last 20 minutes.
Mom and I, when it was over, Mom looks at me. She's like, "That was intense."
Yeah,
it really was. It was great.
And I specifically because of the constant comment about, "Oh, Titanic sucks." You know how it's going to end. Mm-hmm. You know how every fucking like Lincoln. What are you going for a surprise?
Right.
Go to the opera house.
Yeah.
Aside from that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play?
Exactly. Oh, it doesn't end well. So
the fat lady was singing.
You know, my obsession with news, it's not a new thing. Like the hostage crisis, how Nightline started, it was called.
Right, right.
You know, it was an ABC news special on
news.
After
right.
the 11
o'clock. And that's, you're talking like real life when it actually
when
happened.
When it actually happened. Right. From 11 to 11:30 in New York, you saw the ABC local news, and then they went right to national. And it did so well, and it was just the hostage crisis day whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And it went on, and then when the hostages were released, it switched to Nightline because it was actually doing well against Johnny Carson, first time ever.
Something did well against
the Tonight Show.
Right.
So I had heard all these stories, but I didn't know anything about this. I had never heard about anyone secretly escaping because they never told us.
Right.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It didn't get declassified till the 90s, I think.
91
they said.
Or 97?
Yeah, 97 with Clinton, and it was called the Canadian Caper, and they kept it very under wraps. So I actually didn't know, like, did they make it? Did they not make it? Was this a successful story? So,
yeah.
And I wouldn't read it. I wouldn't Google anything about it until, like, I wanted to see it in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one part with the plane and a car that I was like, come on. Like, that's the only part where I was
Well, it does say at the credits at the end that the couple things were embellished due to it.
Right. When the car was chasing.
Yeah. They're like, come on. It's
but
a 747.
But it still made it, like,
Yeah. Oh, it's good
moment.
Movie making.
You have
it's,
to.
Yeah, it's good
like,
movie making.
Because, like, that was one of the points when, you know, you finally start to settle down. You're like, ooh, crack open the alcohol, mm-hmm. and then.
Well, and then I didn't think.
Panic.
Again, I'm not
panic
giving.
Cinema.
Go see the movie, regardless of what you hear from us. Go see the movie because we're not going to spoil anything. But when I never thought about the fact, you know, when the guy screams, "We have wheels up," and the guy's like, "Wait."
Oh yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck are we waiting for? And then all of a sudden, when they cleared airspace, I'm like, oh no
right,
shit.
Right, yeah, you gotta clear airspace.
That was it was an intense. It was a great movie.
It was so
but
good.
In addition to going that and spending all day with my mom, we went kind of antique shopping because she's looking for a TV stand to put under the TV I got her last Christmas. And I thought, well, let's just go to some of the antique stores up and down 7th Avenue and look. So we went here and there and looked at stuff, and I was laughing because in one of them there was a vacuum. it was an Electrolux. It was really nice. But Mom even laughed when I started making my way towards it because she's like, really?
Here we go.
But here's what I found.
That's what she put you back on that leash that she kept you as a child?
So here's what that was no leash, not my radio.
Oh. you have free reign radio.
I found a new toy for us to use, and even though Mom laughed at me because we gotta figure out a game. I bought a timer.
Okay. Uh oh.
Somehow I feel this is only gonna affect me.
Yeah. Right.
Yes. So I bought a timer.
That's fantastic.
This is cool.
Oh, so that is.
I bought a timer.
Those are seconds.
Oh,
you're a
and
bitch.
It's really fast and it's
already
making
my
heart.
Those are seconds.
Trivial pursuit.
But let me tell you what my favorite part about this is. It's not.
Does it ding?
Oh, more than ding.
Oh, I like it.
So let's set this on 5 seconds and turn the buzzer on. and see what happens.
Oh, boy.
Nice.
Yeah. So now, Al, when I say you've got 60 seconds to do something, so I want to figure out some game or something that we do.
Are we still waiting for the answer to the Winx Chili Cook-Off of 2003?
No, that was... I answered that.
A week later.
Finally.
Like, wouldn't that black box have been helped?
Actually, I answered it that Saturday at the Winx reunion.
Oh, probably. There's that.
But I wasn't on air.
So, when I saw this sitting on the shelf, I thought this was fantastic. It's actually
crazy. It's
actually a timer for a dark room, and it actually is for you know, doing film and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, it would be. That makes sense.
So you can roll it around and see how it goes up. So
I can have longer. Oh, good.
No, you cannot have.
I think that just gave me 5 minutes.
No, you cannot have longer.
Yeah.
And it's...
But the laundry is done.
Yeah,
it sounds like a really horrible old dryer.
And it's even got outlets that I can make lights come on when the timer goes off.
Oh,
we can do that too.
Oh, that's a good idea.
But then I love that. That cracks me.
Wait, and so no like handiwork required. It just worked.
Yeah, no, I took off the hands and painted them red.
Oh my
gosh,
yeah.
That's all I did because I want to make sure he could see them.
Yeah. She put from like glitter on it.
But the funny thing is, this actually is glow in the dark. So if we ever lose power, we'll still be able to see the top.
That was my next question.
We can set a timer.
If it's for a dark room, does it glow? Because it's surprisingly low tech, and then it has like two outlets on the side.
Yeah, two outlets, and you can. Mom said this was for you. One side of the switch says time. The other one says focus. She said we should flip it to focus for you.
Is there a button that says pronounce words or names correctly?
No, that's
Rem Piro.
Have another glass.
Yeah. So anywho, that was exciting. I found a timer, so I thought we'll figure
out
some sort of a game or something to do where we can get timed for it. Even though every fucking device that we have in the studio has a timer built into it, I just think that one's more fun because it makes noise.
I agree.
Then Jason decided over the weekend that I like things that make noise. He goes, your lawnmowers, your vacuums, and you got this fucking timer. Everything in your world makes noise. So I guess that was kind of funny.
Me, Al.
And then the other thing that's been driving me crazy at home, and I had to measure it and I figured it out. Jason and his boyfriend watched a movie in the living room the other night. And when I came home, they swore, they're like, you need to fix the TV. I'm like, what is wrong? They're like, it's not level. And I'm looking, I'm like, it's fucking level. Of course. I'm like, I installed the shelf. It's level. Trust me on this. They swore up and down. They're like, no, tell me. And Jason's like, it's got to be a half an inch off. Because you can see it. Like, okay, whatever. So finally, I woke up the other morning, and I just was... So I got a tape measure.
I love that.
It's not level.
It's an inch off. Oh, I don't know how I did it.
And I could see you and Jason stressing over that. We got to turn on an air conditioner here, because I'm sweating like a bitch.
It's a little warm.
Well, I don't know. I will be happy to. Just moments from now, I'll turn on...
I put this on solely based on the fact that usually it's freezing
in here.
Well, I also reversed the ceiling fan.
Oh, I don't know.
Marnie, hand me the remote control.
That seems like a really bad idea right now.
Hand me the remote control for the ceiling fan. These are all technical things.
Technical difficulty. We need a drink.
There's a drink. Pass that down here. Atta girl. We'll fix this.
Who is Brad? I'm not familiar with Brad. That's in the chat room.
Hi, Brad.
Brad?
I have no idea.
I don't know. We'll find out. Hi. We'll figure that out in just a few minutes.
But Brad is very concerned that you have a buzzer.
Why?
He says, oh, no, a buzzer. But then he puts a confusing smiley face at the end of it.
I'm so
confused and also happy.
As soon as my laptop loads the page, I'll be able to read his comments. So anyway, that was the deal. So movie, that was all good. There was something else I was going to add. Oh, the refrigerator. That's my exciting.
Oh, that's we cool. Have a, cool.
Oh, whatever you just did, that's the difference.
Yeah, that's nice.
Because I reversed the fan.
Don't ever do that again.
Everyone, you don't need to turn your heaters on ever again. Just change the fucking fan, apparently. Oh, my God. There's such a huge difference.
Oh, my God.
You can feel it more, but I felt great.
Well, I understand.
Yeah, I'm wearing pants though. I don't have the free
no
air going
skirt
to the
today.
JJ, no.
No skirt this
and
time.
I'm 42.
Yeah.
So
he's 45.
What the fuck?
Excuse me.
Pardon me.
Sorry.
There's that. All right.
Where's that 5 second delay? If you're listening at home.
We know. It's a lot longer than that.
Turn it off.
Oh, for the love of God! All right. It is 7:29. It's Q Talk America.
You're listening to Q Talk Arizona.
Hi, it's Clayton McKee from Q Talk America. Would you like to receive 50% off your next purchase of an adult DVD, adventurous toy, or maybe even a new lube you've heard about and wanted to try? Well, now you can. Check out AdamMail.com, and you can receive 50% off just about any item. In addition to that great savings, AdamMail.com will also throw in 3 free all-male DVDs that's sure to get you in the mood. And they'll even throw in free shipping. All you have to do to take advantage of this special offer is go to adammail.com and use coupon code QTALK1. That's QTALK1. When you do, you'll get all three DVDs and free shipping for your entire order. Remember, that's adammail.com. All right, it's 7:30, Q Talk America, Tuesday night with Clayton McKee and the show. Let's see what headlines we can get into. A woman unknowingly buys cremated remains at a thrift store. A woman is arrested for masturbating while high in a Starbucks. A drunk man fixes a meal in a stranger's home. A pregnant Arizona woman runs over her husband for not voting. And this just in, the Romney campaign finally gives up Florida. These stories and more right here on Q Talk America. And I've decided if we're going to talk, because in a minute, obviously, we're going to talk about the election results and everything about it. And we're going to use our theme music for that, too, because I enjoyed that so much last week, especially the look on Al's face when all of a sudden the music was different. That was fun.
Yeah, that was good.
Salt Lake City, a woman who bought a $3 blown glass ball at a Utah thrift store got more than she bargained for after learning it was made from cremated human remains. Jennifer Peterson recently bought a blue and white glass ball at a local thrift store. It wasn't until she searched online hoping to find out an appraisal or value that she found out its deeper significance. She said, I've, quote, got somebody's grandma in my house. Somebody somewhere. Somebody somewhere is missing her, and I'd like to return it to the owner and the family. After buying the artwork, Peterson noticed a glass. There was a stamp on the bottom bearing the name of an Oregon-based art gallery called The Edge. She searched the gallery and found out that they make memorial glass pieces where they take a couple of ounces of a person's remains and they mix it in with the glass.
I was going to say, so grandma's not inside.
No,
grandma's
right. Grandma's in, actual, okay. Grandma's in the globe.
Grandma's going to go knock down pins at the local lanes. No. Yeah,
but apparently the ashes make some sort of like a swirl, some sort of a design within the glass. It costs $150 to have these suckers made. I thought that was kind of interesting. But anyway, so
that's where you're going to cheap out the lovely sentiment to grandma's when you're going to be like, no, I'm not paying $150 for that.
No, I just for some reason thought it was going to be more.
Can I give you two chickens? Oh, okay. You're going the other
way. No, I thought it was going to be more than that. I don't know why I thought that. But anyway, so they actually are going, they're going back through their records to try to figure out who made it and maybe find the family. So
who chose cyan blue for grandma?
It was a pretty thing, too. This one, you can't make
it
this
smells
shit up.
Like orchids.
Every story in headlines this week is real. A woman was taken into custody after she was allegedly caught masturbating in a Florida Starbucks.
Sorry,
and when the cops came, they found a glass pipe with cocaine residue in her purse.
Really?
Yeah.
According
to the police report, 29-year-old Jennifer Perian told police officers that she wasn't feeling well when they found her at her local Starbucks rubbing one off.
Well, that does make me feel better. I have to give that to her.
Why? Do you do it at Copper Star Coffee? Or
if I'm blue.
The cops said that...
I'm cyan.
The cops said they were called by someone who said that she was masturbating. She was high on crack with her hands. The cops said she was high on crack with her hands going everywhere. No one could ever say for sure what she was doing, but I'm pretty sure the video didn't show anything definitive. Her hands went into her pants when she was wigging out. Oh my god!
Oh, that's a good time.
That is. Can you imagine seeing some cracked?
See,
out
coffee
bitch?
Is a stimulant. I don't care what anybody says.
It's time for rehab.
I almost stopped to get some crack serious. On the way here at what's that place called that I go to all the time?
Lux.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm.
I had the Pandorama. Oh, I don't know. I'm just making shit up now.
Lord.
I've lost the ability to form nouns with my mouth.
Oh, drunk man fixes a meal in a stranger's home. Police say a man who was drunk and he walked into a home in Scranton, Pennsylvania, and fixed himself a late-night dinner and a nightcap as the home occupant slept soundly on the living room couch in the next room.
That's amazing.
Authorities say 24-year-old Stephen Johnson cooked a steak on the stove.
Oh, delicious.
Helped himself to some clams, crab...
Oh, my God.
Clams, crab, and shrimp from the fridge. The man on the sofa woke up and called police after seeing Johnson head out the door.
After he finished.
Right, after he did
that's
all that.
That's
right.
Nice.
When you're sleeping and somebody's making a steak, I think I would smell up? That. You know,
yeah. Wait, well, you're probably just having dreams of red lobster. Well, lesbians would have dreams of red lobster.
Only if they're on vacation in San Diego.
Oh, I love red lobster.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Point
God
proven.
Damn it, buddy. Early wins.
officers officers arrested Johnson nearby. They said he made off with some leftovers.
He cooked them. That's not stealing.
He made off with leftovers, a box of Klondike bars, and bottles of rum and vodka.
I want to break into their house.
They have good food.
I know. They are stocked and ready for a party.
Johnson faces charges of burglary, criminal trespass, and public drunkenness. He's behind bars on $10,000 bail.
But he's full.
And happy.
And as a last meal, it was delicious. Shellfish, fresh steak.
Wow.
Oh, well, this is
Now, was that steak tender?
The one you and Peggy had? For those of you who don't get that reference.
Sorted Lives.
Sorted Lives.
Not that Peggy died. Was that steak tender?
A dark comedy about white trash. It's a good movie.
That's a good way to put it.
A London story. Yes.
And if you haven't heard this story, this is a local story here in Arizona, in the East Valley. A pregnant Arizona wife runs over her husband for not voting. Holly Solomon, a woman from Mesa, Arizona, was arrested Saturday after she allegedly, well, it wasn't alleged, they found the guy under the car.
She allegedly
ran over her husband with the family SUV when she learned that he did not vote in this past presidential election. Solomon, 28, faces charges of domestic violence and aggravated assault after she pinned her 36-year-old husband between their Jeep and a curb. Sanger said Solomon argued with her husband over his lack of political involvement and that she believed her family would suffer under the second term of President Obama. Police said witnesses heard yelling and saw Solomon get behind the wheel and chase her husband through the parking lot.
I like this lady. Yeah. I know we're on the opposite side of the political fence, but I like her can-do attitude.
She shows some gumption.
This is what I laughed at. So,
he's
going to
vote next time.
Well, I think he's going to divorce
her. Even if they're divorced, yeah. Right.
So he's going to leave
her. Or he's going to visit her in jail that day and be like, no, I'm not.
At one point, he went behind a light pole so the vehicle wouldn't strike him, and he ended up leaving the light pole to try to run away to a different area. Apparently, that's when he got hit. But I'm thinking, how fast can this bitch draw? I don't know. She's chasing him around. Right. You got to be able to dodge and get away from her.
If you have a light pole in front of you,
right?
Just stay between the light pole.
Yeah, keep screaming.
Stay on the other side. Or like inside a building, right. Like just anywhere. If you're in a parking lot,
I'll use the phrase indoors. Yeah, exactly.
Around
exactly.
You. Find a place.
Medics said Solomon's husband was pinned underneath the vehicle. When officers asked why she did it, she said only that she wanted to scare him. Officers said they didn't believe her story, and she was not under the influence of drugs or alcohol. He is in critical condition in a local hospital.
Oh, she got him good. Yeah. So Tyler says it sounds like something Al would do.
He knows.
Just because I threaten violence
that
every
was
week.
Al, yeah. Actually.
Oh, and by the way, this is her mugshot. So she looks like a disgruntled Romney supporter.
She is not cute.
No.
Yeah. She is pissed.
I would think about blush and
mad.
Mascara.
Yeah. Yeah. She's still mad. Yeah. Oh. Poor thing. Delicate little
yes.
Delicate.
I know.
Just as frail just as frail. A baby bird.
Yes, absolutely.
Too weak.
Okay, so as we go into...
Oh,
so we'll go into this segment, but we have to play our political music. Mitt Romney's top campaign official in Florida conceded Thursday that President Obama will win the state, acknowledging the vote count that was moving against the Republicans. When all the ballots were tallied, they likely would add to the president's edge in the state, which is on Thursday was 55,800 votes above Romney. So I just can't get over that. Okay, what the fuck's up with Florida?
Carl Rove is still counting.
Oh, well, they
He's
took.
Pissed.
Yeah, they, oh, yeah, they
now,
are.
The Romney campaign conceded Florida on Thursday, and Obama graciously accepted the concession. What didn't happen until Saturday early morning or afternoon was Florida fucking counted the votes and made it official. So everyone,
are they all counted now?
Yes, as of Saturday morning or...
Wow, even Florida is blowing us out of the water.
Right.
In counting votes. That's embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, just but they made it official, and they could go to a recount, but the... But everything was official. Whatever they say on Sunday morning goes.
Okay.
So once they declare it on Sunday morning is what they were saying.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to take that as a segue.
Well, go ahead. What you got, Al?
I have a couple little things. I think we've already hit most of them, though, unfortunately.
Well, we can hit them again.
I thought the timer was on, so I said them all so quickly.
Would you like me to set a time for you on
no,
this?
No.
Because I can do that.
Okay. So we talked about trickle-down bullying, but I'm going to keep that on here because it's going to come up again. I'm sure of it. My favorite thing, in spite of pulpit warnings, remember all the uproar that the Catholic... priests were preaching against Obama.
Right.
Guess who won the Catholic vote by a majority?
I love
who, was it Obama?
Was it? Yes.
Yeah.
I love this. Is from Jennifer Monroe, who gets her like third shout out in a row for like these great quotes. It's a sad day for your party when someone asks you if your rape guy won, and the response is which rape guy.
I was loving on that too.
Oh.
One of the big things, and I didn't see it till I saw George Will's recap, because I googled everybody that said landslide because I wanted to get an idea, because I thought it was all bogus. I thought they were just bullshitting to get people to like vote down the ticket to make sure that nobody stayed home thinking that Romney would lose. It turns out, and this came from George Will, that the Republicans thought they were going to win Minnesota because they had put the marriage amendment was on.
Oh.
So they were voting on people coming out against homosexuals and voting in Minnesota for the gay amendment to their constitution, the amendment against gay marriage in the constitution. Yeah. So that's the little secret that no one was telling, was that they thought Minnesota was in the bag because that's Karl Rove's strategy. Uh-huh. Remember, we talked about that last week, that gay marriage was a Karl Rove thing. Not just Karl Rove, but whoever it was in 96 started it. But it was a way to get people, evangelicals and Christians, to come out against gays.
Yep.
And then they would vote for president, too.
Exactly.
And it backfired against them because he won Minnesota by so much. And the Minnesota didn't vote for gay marriage. They said that they were not able to amend their constitution to one man, one woman. So it's kind of a a very murky reach around.
Ipso facto.
Yeah, it's a very murky piece of shit kind of thing.
Used reach around.
I said that.
Wow.
Tyler, last week, I'm not sure if you were still listening, and we finally figured out what you're talking about, calling Family Guy's Karl Rove is disputing the election because he looks so much like Peter
Griffin.
Yes. Really,
so I had to give a shout out to Tyler for how funny that was. I kept reading it wrong. I thought he meant like family supporter. I didn't get that until a little bit later. And then Mike.
Yeah, and then you burst out laughing when you got it.
Oh, when I got it. Mike Huckabee on The Daily Show yesterday. Did anybody catch that? I
think no.
Mike Huckabee is on there pushing a book, and Jon Stewart was like, you know, you come on here, you seem very reasonable. He's like, but then I have to get on you about your political things. And he was saying that will your vote, that the ad that Huckabee ran in the early part of the year was, will your vote pass the test of fire? And it was on gay marriage, and it was on abortion rights. So Jon Stewart's like, so if I vote against these people, I'm going to hell. That's what you're saying, is if I believe in gay rights or this, I'm going to hell. And he's like trying to do the Corinthians thing about, you know, everything must. And he's like, no, but you've only mentioned two things. Like, you're not talking about helping the poor or any of these other things that are in the Bible. You're just mentioning these two things. And then so Huckabee was trying to like dodge a bullet. And then he was saying, like, you guys are saying now that you need to like open the tent, like the GOP, the big tent that has nobody in it. You need more blacks. You need more Hispanics. So then he goes, so can you have Fox News be your news outlet when all they do is suck your dick, like every single week? All Fox News is doing is sucking the Republican Party's dick. I mean, it's just this whole week. They have no agenda. Like, there is no news on there. It's just how Obama sucks for, like,
oh yeah.
And I like I said, I did a solid week of Fox News. So I mean, there's no news. Like, they can't. It's just an opinion show with crazy blonde ladies that look like fembots. It's the strangest thing. Yeah. So all they did all day long, and I can't remember if there was 21. I think they reported 21 times that outside of one Philadelphia polling place, there was a black man who was the polling representative. Like, outside mine, it was a black woman who was coming in and showing you where to go, like A through Z, if you're north of North Indian School, if you're Park Central, if you're Turney, like which way you go to vote.
Mm-hmm.
This guy happened to be a black man. They were calling it the Black Panthers were patrolling
right.
It was black suppression. And they showed, it was one guy, and they're saying, Sean Hannity,
and
he's in a military
like a
stance. Yeah, he's in a military stance. That's very intimidating.
Fuck yourself, Sean Hannity.
So they're showing it to Mike Huckabee. They're like, how can you demonize black people for 21 times over the course of one day and then turn around and say, we want to include you in your party when you just made this guy standing outside on a chilly day, all
just
black. He may be a Black Panther, but
he's volunteering.
He's just standing there. He's not doesn't have any weapons, but they're making it sound like a brigade of black people. It's one guy standing there. And Mike Huckabee goes, well, I certainly would be intimidated if that guy was standing up there.
Oh, no.
Whatever. Why?
Because
Why?
You have a vagina.
Right.
You're a giant pussy.
Oh, my God. So the takedown of Mike Huckabee pissed me off.
I'm so angry. I'm just angry. I feel very, very angry.
Yeah, so I mean,
And what I don't understand, and I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, is that...
Please do. Oh, please do.
Please do. Yeah.
Is that they're, love that. Is that they're, you know, what, they have nothing else to say. Obama won fair and square. And I want to find it. But there was someone, there was some Fox News guy said, well, I mean, you know, he, or someone on Twitter, you know, Obama won the Electoral College. But that's bullshit because the popular vote, you know, that counts too. And someone said, because it does count, actually, and it went to Obama. And he's like, well, but barely. And he's like, well, but actually, not
three,
barely.
By more than 3 million votes.
It's not barely, but even if it is, even if barely, it still went to him. Four? So does barely not count anymore? Yeah. Right. Like, does a win still count?
They were saying,
like,
oh, the win in Florida doesn't count. And they're like, Bush's win was 537 votes.
Oh.
This was, what did you say, 70,000? Was it 70,000 or 50,000 votes?
55,800.
55,000 votes. So you're right. Do my math. 100 times more difference.
Right.
So, I mean, it just the spin on all these people.
And you know what's so interesting is there's some, you know, people like my mother who are a registered Republican, have voted Republican, you know, for the majority of her life, and is a Christian woman who is turned off
tell
of
her
the
I'm
party.
Sorry in advance. Yeah,
I know. Turned off of her of the party because of the way they use religion and the way they are hypocritical.
Abuse
they
religion.
Talk abuse religion,
and cherry pick
talk
the Bible.
Out of
that's right.
every corner of their mouth. Right. And so my mother, someone who is a Republican Christian woman, is beginning to vote Democrat because she says this: they are not real. They are not representing sure. me and my religion
right.
at all. They just aren't. They are talking out of every, sure. you know,
there was
they're making shit up.
Yeah,
like, I mean, really, yeah. to suit their agendas. And that it's terrifying.
Did anybody else see anything? I briefly saw it. I meant to snag the headline. Rick Santorum came out and said something in regards to the gays, or something to do with the gays and the election, and that's how... That is how Obama
between won. The gays and that fucking Sandy and, out east.
And he would have a point because
I actually did that. Yeah. I did Sandy. So you're welcome.
There the you
gays,
have it.
The gays get out the vote went against them. Now they're going to start to see the backlash of putting gay things on ballot yeah. initiatives. That it's the evangelicals are going away. The nation is moving towards a much yes. less religious base.
Yeah.
Like so many more people define themselves as non-denominational, like the Salvation right. Army. So these things aren't working, and what you're getting is college kids starting to vote and being like, well, the first thing we want to do is not that.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's having the opposite effect, where the youth vote was huge mm-hmm. this time, which
right.
no one was expecting. Everyone thought, oh, yeah, they're disillusioned. They're worried about their college loans. Oh, and this is from The Agenda, and I thought this, it must be on my phone. From The Agenda, this was very interesting. Another
The Agenda,
show,
a show on this network.
On Q-Talk that I've been listening to. Their point this week... and they brought it up on that train wreck that was the what's the guy with the tie's name in the microphone?
Larry King. Mm.
Larry King. thank you. God, we'd be so good at $20,000 pyramid.
Right? That's what we can
the
use
buzzer.
The timer.
Yeah.
Like
yes. So one of the guests on The Agenda said, "Wouldn't it be nice if we could vote on the economy?" But I'm sorry, and we said it last week, and I think we said it in a much more vulgar way. Like,
I can't imagine.
If you've got something in my vagina, I don't care about
right.
the economy.
Right, exactly.
I'm sorry. If you're trying to give me a transvaginal...
Stop ripping out my uterus.
Right, right.
And, you know.
So no. The guy was saying, wouldn't it be nice if we could all discuss the economy? But every time the economy comes up, you want to make a zygote a person. Like, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Like, we can't have personhood amendments and still have a reasonable conversation about
sure.
the economy. So the left has given up guns. We've all abandoned that ship. When the Million Mom March did absolutely nothing, I think we all saw the NRA won. We can't fight that money.
Sure.
So leave the gays and abortion off right. of it. We'll leave the guns alone, and we meet in the middle. And then we come to the common ground. You get your guns, shoot whoever you want to, shoot up a movie
and
theater,
I'm
do what you got to do.
Lots of abortions and lots of gay sex.
Right.
And just be done with right. with me. I'm done with you. And then we
right.
can talk about
and
things
let it
that
go.
Matter.
And then we all come to the middle. Like,
if you don't like gay sex, don't have it.
Right.
Or
abortions.
Or abortions.
Exactly. Right. Don't have one.
If you don't want it.
If you don't
want
to marry a gay person, well, Liza Minnelli, please stop don't. Marrying gay men.
Seriously. Elizabeth Taylor, Liza Minnelli, knock it off.
Oh, my God. This is my favorite Debbie Reynolds quote. when they asked her why she married such a cad, she was like, the studio had been hooking me up with gay men for 5 years. He was the first heterosexual I'd seen.
Snatched him up.
She's like, well, why did you marry another one? She's like, it was in between. It was all gay men. I'm from musicals. She's like, none of those what men were straight. She's like, I found the only two heterosexuals and I married both cads. It's one of the funniest interviews I've ever seen with her. So that's aside from movies, I think I'm done. Oh, Kathy, okay, The Daily Show. I have one more thing.
Okay.
The Daily Show did their election wrap-up last week. And it was so funny because they did the Daily Show with Jon Stewart, and then they did Samantha Bee, and they did all the reporters that they have, and the black girl, Vanessa, her name's Vanessa something, fucking hysterical no matter what she does. She's so goddamn funny. But then they went around and they were like, and Wolf Blitzer, and like really, and Wolf Blitzer turns around and looks at the camera. He's like, I'm on with The Daily Show. And they had Anderson Cooper, and then they had Kathy Lee and Hoda.
Hoda?
What's her name?
Yeah.
And oh Kathy God. Lee and Hoda are like, we've been drunk since the midterms. But I love that Kathy Lee is in on the joke. Like
yeah. She gets it. Oh.
Not only is she like in on the joke, but she's running that joke. She knows she's a train wreck.
She is a train wreck.
I have and a, you can't make fun of her because she's her own parody.
She gets it.
Yeah, she's her own parody.
I had never watched that until I was in Minnesota. And Bomberg and I sat there. And I looked like, you know, a dog with like a weird sound. You know, and the head tilt.
Because like, they're trashed. Oh,
they're this show with a bigger budget.
I know, but I thought
and
that,
a camera.
But I thought that was Kathy Lee all the time.
Oh, no.
And
oh,
not
no.
Hoda.
Oh, it's both
no,
of them.
Right.
And then I saw that and I'm like, she's hammered.
But if you look at the desk,
yeah,
like,
it was so
I saw it two days ago. Two big glasses of Merlot sitting right on the desk
but
in front
of them.
First
thing. They're like, welcome to the show. And they don't hide it.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Like, but I love when some days it's martinis.
You know what's funny is years.
I tune in because I want to know what they're drinking.
It's funny, the change. Years ago in broadcast, you couldn't remember like way back when Lucy was pregnant and Lucy,
right.
You couldn't say pregnant, you could all that stuff. They couldn't sleep in the same bed. Used to be that you couldn't show on television in a commercial, or you couldn't show somebody drinking alcohol.
Oh no, on Cheers, the first
really,
I think it's like the first 4 years of Cheers, no one takes the drink.
Right,
the beer sits in front of Norm, but he can't drink
or they,
it.
Or they hold it, but they sure, actually don't ever Norm. Drink
because,
it.
Yeah,
know,
because
right?
You couldn't actually
no
take a drink.
No wonder you're so drunk all those years later.
Yeah.
Thirsty.
So they're making up for lost time on Hoda and Kathy.
But see, when it first started, was Hoda like that as well?
No, well, Kathy Lee was. I think Kathy Lee just beat her into submission.
Yeah. I think so because that's
it's kind of like the third hour of this train wreck. Like, what do you left to do? So they're in the fourth hour of the Today Show. No one cares.
Right.
They're on against the View against almost
for like except for stay at home moms who want to be drinking at 11
right.
a.m.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, and yes, get it, girl. Yeah.
She's funny. Okay, so we have listeners from all over. New York City is here in the form of someone named Chip.
Tony from
Dale?
Albuquerque.
Tony from
Dale, if that's you.
I don't know. Harrison's with us from San Diego.
Yes.
Dan G is saying congratulations to Clayton. Did you win a beauty pageant recently?
What? I don't know.
What happened?
I don't know. Where is this? I'm reading.
You was it something maybe that beautiful. Happened last night that you just don't recall?
It just says, great job, Clayton and pals.
Gang. I'm not a pal.
Maybe it's because we all won the election.
I don't know. Maybe that's it.
Maybe it's because we just do such a great job.
And Harrison wants us to bring up. Harrison Darling wants us to bring up the story about Romney's campaign cutting off the credit cards to his aides
that
night.
Oh, right. Yeah. Immediately.
Before he conceded, he was like, cut those fuckers off.
I'd like to take a cab home. No, you won't.
Yeah.
Wow. No, I didn't know about that.
And grossly,
they tried to take cabs home and they couldn't pay for them.
Not underpaid, but that is really sorry, Katie. Those jobs really are meant for like recently graduated.
Are you kidding me?
They're meant for young people. They're very low paying jobs.
This is no surprise to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So to cut these people off.
Did Kirsten cut your cards off too?
I have to tell you, no, but
because they won.
Well, they're still counting.
Although,
we're still
we all make. I basically pay for this half bottle of wine that I'm drinking here tonight.
Right, yeah.
So
right.
Thanks, baby at home.
Well, because
politics
are really about the love of the game. It's not, it's not because
it
you
money.
Money. Right,
no.
Exactly.
But
like
I
social work.
Posted, you know, at the end of the, I went, today was my last day at the office. So it was very bittersweet. And we were all packing. And someone made that comment. I didn't know about that until someone made the comment today. Oh, well, at least they let you live out another week. And Romney cut that shit off
that night. Like, didn't even give them. And some
before
of them
they conceded.
Right, because they thought they didn't have a backup plan. Like, I know I told you.
They had fireworks ready in Boston Harbor.
Well, the website was even launched.
Well, they had the people that do 4th of July in Boston Harbor.
But you have
ready.
To be. You have, they
you
did
have
it,
to.
They
I
did
understand.
It with American Idol,
a lot
too.
Of
like,
money.
Yeah.
They must not know Nate Silver.
Right. Nate Silver. And this is, I don't know if Doug is here, but Nate Silver, who we've been talking, 538.com. I don't know anybody's fucking name, but I can pull that out of my ass.
538, love it.
He was 100% right. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I forgot. Harrison moved to Los Angeles about 5 years ago. 7 years ago.
I wondered when you said San Diego. I'm like, she's not in San Diego.
Because I wanted to move back there. But Nate Silver, and he lost one Senate race in Montana was the only thing. So he got the House right, and the House, they all run. I have always wondered that. The entire fucking House runs every 2 years.
They only serve for two years.
They're constantly in re-election
all
mode.
They're doing is campaigning.
And
I can't say all they're doing because, you know, Kirsten, for example, is really excited and is, you know, going to Washington and will work for this year. And, I mean, you know, she'll have a fundraiser tomorrow, you know, she'll have a new fundraiser.
So you still
manager.
Have a job.
I do not.
Yeah. No, but isn't that scary? Like, I mean, I thought they did half. Hopefully, I thought they served 24.
14,
I thought they. I agree with you. I thought they served for four, and they did it like the presidential, and then in 2 years you got that, and then all did it in four. That's what I thought.
It's the state and the House.
Yeah.
Runs every 2 years.
Oh, speaking of, did you have something else that you were going on?
Yes. Oh, the other funny thing, and this was a story that. What was President Ford's son that became an actor? Was his name Steve Ford? He was on Charlie's Angels.
Got
Google
me.
Him.
Gerald Ford's son?
Gerald Ford's son became a semi-famous actor. He's on like all the Bionic Woman's, Charlie's Angels.
Oh, yeah.
Big 70s
blonde.
Oh. You know what? And when Harry Met Sally, this is for Harrison.
Oh,
he is Sally's boyfriend. That takes her to the airport.
Yep.
In case you've seen that movie as many times as
the
I do.
The one
remember.
Was they were,
yeah.
Okay.
They were going to get married. She was
So
old.
Anyways, he tells the story about losing the election and then we saw it in real time. Live on TV that the Secret Service, like the minute Carter was sworn in, the Secret Service disappears into the woodwork for the Ford family. Like all of it, like they were surrounded by the Secret Service. And then when Carter was sworn in, the Secret Service, they were like, they didn't even hear them leave. They were fucking gone. He said it was the creepiest thing.
But don't you still, they still have the Secret Service.
The president stays with Secret Service, but not the family. They're not all guarded. And they get a small detail, but only if they leave. They don't stay, they don't like guard their house or anything. If they travel or do anything like that, they'll
get anything big.
Anything
public.
Big. So the Secret Service, Ryan and Romney got Secret Service. You know, they started to get intel briefings at a certain point.
Right.
They got Secret Service at a certain point. The Secret Service was out of that room the minute. So they came in a fleet of black
and those bitches
SUVs,
right?
And they left those fuckers there.
Oh. They drove home in like their Volvos.
So Mike Romney had to drive home the back seat of his son's car.
Oh my god!
Because the fleet left them. Like not That's only great. Did he fuck over his aides,
Bye.
But the Secret Service fucked him too,
awesome.
And just left them.
Oh, I hadn't heard that. That's
they're
good.
Like there's you're, there's fantastic. No chance that you're anyone of importance anymore, and they don't. You know they certainly don't guard state rep. Sorry, but this is going to bash a state representative now, but.
Right. No, that's interesting. Wow, I hadn't heard that.
What's his face?
Yeah.
Good old
so,
what's his
isn't
name?
That funny that they left
that's
him at the
great.
Curb? Like, yeah, we got to
go.
We're
done.
Peace
yeah.
out.
Yep.
Yeah, you might want to call Karl Rove to give you a ride.
He can't see through his tears.
He has no money left. Yeah, he's got no money left. Family Guy's Peter Griffith has no cash.
Those Koch brothers still have some planes.
Did you see that somewhere?
Koch brothers, I forgot to bring them up last week. The Koch brothers went down.
Yes,
they
did.
Did you see that Donald Trump went off about Karl Rove and all the money
he
spent?
He is so irrelevant.
He's so stupid.
Oh, God, he's irrelevant.
And Brian Williams.
Is he still trying to get the birther shit
Brian Williams on Late Night with Letterman?
No, it's not done. It's still not done.
Brian Williams anywhere. Get him off the news and get him, because he's funny on 30
he's
Rock.
He's funny.
Yeah. He guest stars on 30 Rock all the time.
He's always on
SNL.
Letterman.
He's on SNL. He's on Letterman. In a news program, he said he was talking about like all the things that were, that would, that Sandy, you know, in Hurricane Sandy.
Right.
He was like, and Donald Trump, who passed the last exit to sanity about 30 miles back.
True story.
And I'm like, oh.
I saw a political cartoon, I think it was the day after the election, and it showed Trump sitting at his desk, and his secretary walks in and says, oh, by the way, Obama sent over his college transcripts.
Yeah. Send your $5 million to Staten Island, you greedy fuck. So now we have Dan from Reno. Who are these people? Send
I don't
us
know.
Pictures.
Is that Dan Gore?
No, I don't think. No,
does
Dan,
he live in Reno?
Dan's in L.A. Dan's,
I thought he was in Nevada.
No, no, no.
Well,
Dan's
get on the chat
LA.
Room and ask questions,
Dan,
bitch.
Dan,
well, I can't. I don't. I this.
Can, hey, can you? Guys, I'm so sorry. Can you remind
unless
me?
Unless you can show me how.
Yeah. How to How do I log in again here?
I'll do you. You do her.
Wow, you don't hear that every day.
No, you don't.
Jesus.
Hold on.
The other thing I was going to share with you, I don't know if you've heard this today on the news here locally, and I realize we're worldwide web, but we some of these topics are obviously local just to Arizona. That Brewer is debating going and requesting that the rule be changed for her because she's not sure if she wants, because she did a partial term. And then she did this other one.
But the
Arizona Constitution says
two terms,
regardless if the first one is a partial.
Oh, that's exciting.
Right.
So she technically cannot run again.
Technically,
right.
But she's going to ask the whatever it is that grants that whether or not.
They're probably going to grant it because they're Republicans and she's Republican and everyone thinks she's super duper.
That was out there today and I'm like, wow.
We were just talking about that yesterday and I'm like, no,
she needs to have another drink
because isn't.
She does.
Yes.
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah. Hey. Okay. Now next week we need a segment because we're not going to be able. We can't drag this election like on any.
Oh yeah. Well, there's a whole lot of stuff.
So we're going to find a game to use this fucking timer for. I spent $40.
I have a whole lot of stuff on that.
I'm hoping for a movie segment.
We could do. I'll be lost on that one too.
You saw a movie. I'm going to make you see movies.
I saw a movie. Oh, but it was fun. And now that those theaters are so fucking nice. Oh my god. And no children. It was wonderful. Mom and I loved it. Very, very good. Okay, it's 8 o'clock. We're starting to hour two. By the way, if you don't know, we're doing all 3 hours now, broadcasting all of it. So you can listen right through the 9 o'clock hour right here with us on Q-Talk America. Wow, it's Marnie, Al, and Katie June is with us. Again, she's part of our newest member. If you're wondering where Buddy is, his work schedule changed and he had to bow out for a little while. We're hoping to have him back soon. We'll be back soon, just a few moments from now, to start our drinking game.
You've
on this.
You're listening to The Show with Clayton McKee on Q-Talk Arizona. You're listening to Q-Talk Arizona. The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's The Show with Clayton McKee on Q-Talk Arizona. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Oh, good evening once again. It's Tuesday night. You're coming? No, we're coming to you live from the Q-Talk America studios in Central Phoenix. It's The Show. We do it every Tuesday night. Thank you for listening. And for all you new listeners in the chat room, thank you, like Dan Gore, who's in the chat room. I'm surprised it's Dan. What the fuck are you doing in Reno? I thought you lived
in
L.A.
I tried to tell him, Dan.
I don't understand.
We have one request for a movie segment. I'm going to take that as a mandate.
I'll see. Can we use the timer for that?
Yeah,
we'll
sure.
We'll figure out how to do that somehow.
It's Oscar season. Tis the season.
Oh, it's right. Is it January, February, somewhere in there? I forget. Anyway, we are here. You're here. Thank you for listening. And as we begin the second hour, it always starts something like this.
And now, a drink-along. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play. If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom. And that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
Our drinking phrase is going to be, may I just. If you want to interrupt people, you have to say it correctly and then drink.
Oh, by the way, Harrison, I shove four hands in the studio. We're all playing the drinking game.
I know, but nobody's faking this week. Sometimes we do. Sometimes there is faking of liquor. I have wine yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to need a little.
I know.
I'm going to have to go over.
Remember how I only bought this much so I would drink this much?
Yeah.
Shit.
How's that working out for you, Katie?
I love how I have to help alcoholics
save their time.
And by the way, I wanted to tell you, I met a gentleman the other day. I had to stop by Apollo's for a service call, and a guy who works
a service call at Apollo's. May
Weird.
I just?
Actually, this is for my this is actually for my day job for Edge Studios, not just so I could stop by and drink.
She's a day hooker, like on Goodbye Earl.
Yeah. By the way, I do host.
Or What's Up Earl? What was that show called?
What's Up Earl?
Goodbye Earl.
No.
Well,
my name is Earl.
My name is Earl.
Oh, oh God damn.
I'm thinking of
Anyway,
yeah. Dixie Chicks.
Dixie Chicks.
The speaking of liquor is what brought me to this. There's a guy. His name, oddly, Daniel Garcia. He works for Miller Coors. He's not one of the
he's
distributors.
Not Hensley, is he? Because they maybe ripped us off.
No, okay. He actually works for Miller and Coors, the company, not a distributor. He gave me his card. He is. They potentially may be sponsoring stuff on this network because Miller and Coors gave him a crazy budget because their goal is. Bud Light really has a niche in the gay community.
They're great.
They are there. But they really have a hook. Bud Light really does in the entire gay community. I guess nationwide, they've done a really really good job of that. So Miller and Coors is like.
Well, remember Bud Light Gay? I mean, that was a real thing. They advertised. They had a
beer.
Right.
No, but they did a big push. They did such a hard push for gay customers with their posters and their signage.
Right.
That, remember there was the Saturday Night Live skit with Bud Gay.
Yes.
And it was.
And they're all in the pool, and it is so funny.
It was like Adam Sandler and Chris Farley and like Hot Guy show up.
Yeah. And they're wearing like cutoff jean shorts. Yes. 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 I remember that.
So anyway, so he gave me his card, and Joe's going to be sending him some demographic information on us. So we may be actually wind up being sponsored by a liquor. That's fantastic.
I
came on board right at the right time.
Yeah.
This is ideal for me.
Now, I joke.
Can
I
we
don't...
get back with a cab company then? Please.
As soon as Sue's got another car that works.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have bikes in the stable.
Yeah, because I don't have one.
Well, bitch, you would ride a bike.
I would totally ride it. You've always said I wouldn't ride a bike because you think my fat ass wouldn't get on a bike.
I didn't say anything about your fat ass.
Why would I get on a bike?
Here we go. May I just?
I would get on a bike in a heartbeat. That's what I'm saying.
I have it. Okay, people at home just were like, what the fuck is this, the gong show?
Yeah. Are you JP Morgan?
It's pretty. It's green, but it's not Packers green.
Thank you. Is there any yellow near it?
I will buy the bike.
You don't need to buy the bike?
No.
Already in my house.
It's already in the house.
Okay.
I will buy the bike from the person that's renting the stable stall or whatever they call it.
My house?
I'll do it. We'll put lights on it.
What? You don't need to buy me a bike.
It's a moose head.
It's almost Christmas. Just take it.
It's a moose head beer bike.
It's a moose head beer bike. It's a beer bike for the love of Jesus.
Beer bike?
Moose head beer. Put it out as a promotional thing.
It's a simple cruiser. Yeah. It's got a cooter friendly bike.
I'm like, did he just say cooter? I think he'd say cooter.
Ask Harrison about the cooter killer. Yeah, she rode it.
She rode one of my bikes that had a bad seat.
I have cooter. My bike's a cooter killer.
That one is.
Well, can't you just get a new seat?
But I ride every day. I've got a cooter of steel.
Yeah. So. Can't kill this cooter.
Wow.
But I will. If you say you'll do it, you just got to find a way to get your shit here. You bring half.
Right, I know.
But you've got to buy your own saddlebags. And if you get those.
I've got those.
Yeah. But you know what I mean? They have the back tire. It's like a trunk. What do they call that? You know, there's the two.
Oh, right.
Backpack. You just put that little bag you have and whatever you carry.
Yeah.
You put it's got two baskets on either side of the back tire.
Right.
You put all your shit in both baskets and you ride your ass here.
Or you get a basket like Al has on his bike.
But she carries too much.
That's true.
My basket.
Would you really ride from your house?
I would totally ride a bike. Yeah.
I used to love
we have got bike riding.
How far do you live
when
here?
I was in like fifth grade, I wanted to ride bikes in the Olympics. That's all. The end.
All right.
The only thing that I see.
I'm going to do the Make-A-Wish Foundation for you.
You don't need to do that.
I volunteered today to buy it. I said I was going to buy it.
Yes, he did. No, he was. Just to keep as a spare for his house.
Yeah,
but
I have another spare. We have to keep in the family.
What I'm more surprised about for you, not the riding of the bike, Martin. At night going home from here. I just don't see you doing that. At night, because we travel in packs, but we're going the opposite direction. You would have to ride solo, and are you cool with that?
I don't know why not.
Okay. Wait, because tell me where... 28. I was at your house once.
28th and like Osborne, scandal. Right? 20.
It was a scandal. 28th and Osborne.
We may or may not have done it.
No.
We did not, but we will do it safely.
So
like if
funny.
For anybody that doesn't know, may I just interrupt your little love fest? No, whatever you did at your house.
I have to make a new drink.
It was a special night.
It was fantastic.
There is when you do Google Maps, you can pick walk, you can pick bike, you can pick car, you can pick subway.
You can
however you want to get to A to B, vote. vote. I think you said vote. I'm like, you can find out where you want to vote in 2 years. Be ready.
I like to actually, I am a juvenile, but I go in and type like China and I ask it to take me to China from here.
Yeah.
And it's like, jump in the Atlantic Ocean and swim far. You know,
make a slight left at the prime meridian or whatever it's called. Deviate slightly north by northeast towards that star.
Dan just asked how big your basket was.
That's right. That's what
I'm
saying.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it hangs a little lower now. It's a new basket.
May I just, Dan, it's a big basket.
It's a sturdy basket.
I've seen that basket.
It is. It's attached.
It's not going anywhere. And it's easily detachable, too.
It comes with, for skirts. All right, because they brought it up in the chat room, I have to do it. The first thing I need to talk about for anybody who, like me, has been watching Kristen Stewart is 50 Shades of Annoying. Kristen Stewart is the worst actress on Earth. God's green earth.
Yeah. Ever.
It's like watching somebody, I don't know, slowly die of some disease that makes you boring. I just have to say, I saw Flight with Denzel Washington.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that was amazing.
Slightly misleading, which is a good way to... They suck you in with the previews, and they pounded that preview hard, and Buddy's Gone. But we talked about the preview, and I don't know if it's just Robert Zemeckis films or why they do that, because Contact was the last movie of his that you could not get away from that trailer. And you were like, I'll just go see the movie, because the only good thing about seeing this movie is there won't be a trailer for this movie before this movie. So I knew I was going to get a one-time break from the trailer for Flight if I saw Flight. It's not about what you think it's about, unless you've read reviews. It is brilliantly done. Like,
I'm looking it up.
Brenda and Robin went and saw that, and they said the same thing. It wasn't what they thought.
It wasn't what it's not what you're expecting. It's a very much a character, but
I asked them about it. May I just?
Yeah.
And you may.
I just asked them about John Goodman, because that was what you and Buddy had brought up. That
very
he was
small
amazing.
Role.
Yeah, but that he was amazing.
He was too.
I am excited
but
they didn't for remember. Him. Yeah. And his career. Yeah. You know, he's one of those guys you root for, right?
You do.
I mean,
he's got a great part in Argo.
Yeah. He does.
He's very good in Argo. Yeah. He's very good in this. Two scenes, and the second one is really good. The first scene is confusing, and then because you don't really know who he is or what he's doing. In the second scene, when like. All of a sudden, what he does. You're like, oh, that's fucked up and brilliant.
Okay. Wait, I'm also seeing one of my super fave actors, Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle is in it. Yes,
I really love Don Cheadle.
But it's from people that are doing a drinking show. A really interesting question to see, like, how much of your life are you getting? Like, how much of what you think you're hiding from people is everybody calling your shit on?
Everybody.
They just haven't said it to your face. Okay. So that's an interesting point to it. And they went a little heavy into the find your higher power thing, which that's all I'll leave you with. Is like, come on. There was the metaphor got beat home a little too hard. But
outside of that.
Excellent movie. Excellent movie. Excellent performances. Denzel Washington, if the year stays weak in the best actor category, which I don't think it's going to, I think he makes it into the best actor. Definitely a Golden Globe nomination, but Oscar, I think it's too tight a race for best actor. The surprise of the year and the best thing I have seen.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm waiting.
Skyfall.
Yeah, that's what I figured you were going to say.
And I have been a James Bond geek. And I think it's Thunderball, the 75. Whatever the 75 movie is. Like, is it You Only Live Twice? Is it Thunderball? Whatever one came out in 75. Hooked. Oh, Looper was good too, Harrison. Oh my God. So I've been a fan. I saw the Spy Who Loves Me with Barbara Bach. About 47,000 times. Like, I can do the dialogue with them. I can do the accents of any agents that you need me to. I've seen every Bond movie. I love them. Like, I know the Broccoli family. That was pronounced broccoli, but I'm assuming it's Broccoli. There are little just signs of affection throughout the movie to people. Like, you can go in and like it if you've never seen a Bond movie. Or, like me, if you've been watching them since you were, like, prepubescent, you can go in and get all the clues. Like, there's a little tiny homage to Albert Broccoli, who kept the franchise alive for years. There's the car comes back. There's everything comes back. You get the origin story on different characters. You get to find out, like, why Sean Connery might have been the first one. You get all these different nuances. And then you get this fantastic suspense movie with a very simple plot that they stick to and they keep it going. Judi Dench, Oscar nomination. I'm saying it right now.
Like, love the dame.
Definitely, they finally realized we have Judi Dench in our team. Let's do it. Great performances by Ralph Fiennes. Javier Bardem, another Oscar nomination.
Sexy pants.
Pretty sure. Creepy, creepy, creepy. One of the best villains ever, ever, ever. And get this, he doesn't show up till an hour and 20 minutes into the movie. You're an hour and 20 minutes before you meet your main villain.
Okay. But, and it still holds you.
Oh.
Okay.
Edge of your seat. And see, it's not really, you know, my big thing is don't go see IMAX movies unless it's filmed in IMAX. Now they've gotten around me again. These fuckers. They know I'm coming.
They get you.
They have a new way of filming in standard filming where they can blow it up and make it IMAX. And it's real. Like, they film, they don't just post-production it and make it a shitty IMAX.
I hate that.
Because I go to real IMAX. The only real IMAX in Arizona is the one at Arizona Mills. Everyone else is lying.
And I hate it when they when it's just like a weird afterthought add-on and they're like,
right. So this one, this is when they got around it.
Wait, the Science Center. Arizona Science Center.
But they don't do feature films.
Real IMAX.
They do.
It's fucking cool.
It is cool.
Yeah.
Because and I
took
think
a trip down the Grand Canyon.
Batman, The Dark Knight Rises, or whatever that movie was just called.
Okay, right.
Batman was the most time of a feature film that was all in true IMAX. I think they hit like 47 minutes. Now I've got to turn the fan down.
Yeah, I am.
I think Batman hit like 47, 48 minutes of true IMAX.
Okay.
This, and I kept saying to my friend, I'm like, we're still in IMAX. Like, Judy Dench is just driving a car, and we're still in IMAX. So I'm like, okay, this can't be real IMAX. They're not going to spend the money with an IMAX camera to follow Judy Dench in a car. That's where the screen would. And if you go to an IMAX, you go from giant screen to wide screen with bars. When they're out of IMAX, you go to a standard screen.
Okay.
You go to the right ratio, and then you go back to gigantic.
So it does like, that during the film?
Yeah, because you know when you're seeing an IMAX movie and then when you're just seeing a regular movie.
Okay.
And you don't notice it. Like, seriously, if someone told you that they did that off of
Batman.
I feel
confused.
Yeah, you would never know.
There was a...
But I can tell.
There was a... There's
so they got you...
Clayton, I don't know if you... or.
Sir or ma'am. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
May I just?
We're not drinking nearly enough.
There was a movie guy on KTAR. Do you know who I'm talking about?
A movie guy?
Mm-hmm. He comes on. I didn't catch his name and couldn't rewind.
Okay.
Stating that James Bond, he felt that was going to possibly be up for Best Picture.
Yeah, I would not be as much. I can't believe
that
I'm going to say
me, yeah.
it. I am shocked to say it had everything. They got you on every single angle. It was brilliantly done.
He also stated that, and I thought of you right away, Best Actor, he figured would come down to two people, Daniel Craig and Daniel Day-Lewis. And he figured Daniel Day-Lewis would edge out.
Yeah, Daniel Day-Lewis, Lincoln.
Yeah, that he would edge
Daniel Craig, I don't think, is in the running for Best Actor. Although he pisses all over
James Bond.
Like, you forget. Now, I make the reference to Austin Powers. Your favorite Austin Powers is either the first one or the second one, because the first one was such a bomb that you probably didn't see it. So the second one is probably your favorite, not because you don't know it's the same movie.
Right.
Sure.
Most people saw them backwards or saw one on video, so... This is the same thing. Your favorite Bond is usually whoever you saw first. Like, I'm from the Roger Moore era, so to me, the best Bond is Roger Moore until yesterday when Daniel Craig just stomped all over it.
No, wow. Sean Connery?
No. Sean Connery was left. Sean Connery's, as I got older, Sean Connery, I had an appreciation for him. I love the quips. I love Roger Moore's kind of like funny aside.
They're saying that Roger Moore was like the best Bond.
Well,
there ever was. And I'm like,
there's been recently, since this new Bond has come out, all kinds of like research done by like movie geeks, and they're talking really about who's the best Bond, and they're doing tons of surveys and asking people. I mean, it's been all over. Yeah.
Roger Moore
KTR,
is like,
and okay. Also there's been articles on KJazz on NPR about the best Bond. It's a big deal.
Have they stated who's kind of won in people's opinions?
Well, Sean Connery.
I think Sean Connery.
Everyone kind of says Roger Moore.
Yeah.
Because he's like, you
but
know,
Sean Connery was more serious, more like he was the original. But then Roger Moore just added that little element of fun, and you know how my sixth sense of humor. I want you to shoot someone in the head and make a stupid joke.
Absolutely.
So I always liked Roger Moore's little asides. I always enjoyed that sense of humor. And Daniel Craig said if he ever did a third Bond movie, he wanted to bring in the comedy part of it. So it has those little things. But the little touches of like everything you love about Bond for the last, and that's the 50-year anniversary, they find a way right up until the last line of the movie is one more homage. Mm-hmm. And they used to in the 70s when you would go see the movies, you would say that this is the end of The Spy Who Loved Me. James Bond will return in Moonraker. And you'd be like, ooh, Moonraker, what's that going to be about? You know what I mean? Like they would always tell you. And, like, they brought back the theme, the gun, where he, like, the blood comes down. My nipples get hard just thinking about it. They brought Jesus, back the opening sequence with the gun and the eye of the gun coming around.
Right.
The naked lady montage at the beginning with Adele is all back. And you get the dun 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 dun.
So
dun,
I
dun,
love Adele.
Like the Bond theme is back. It's a stupid song, but it works because it's doing around things. Right. Because they have the naked lady montage underwater that makes
it
no fucking sense.
It is a stupid
sense.
Song.
It is. It's terrible.
Except she's just singing it, and so then I love it.
Yeah.
Except in kind of that box of James Bond. Then it works. But outside of that, it's goofy.
And now in context of the movie, who cares? Because now that I know, I know some of the meaning behind it, now I want to listen to the song again and see if she's incorporated anything from the screenplay. Mm. But just the whole thing.
I have a connection to Moonraker. I actually have a my mom's cousin, which would be my second cousin. Mm-hmm. I believe he's a cousin. He actually was a stuntman in Moonraker. The scene where Jaws, is that the name of the character? Jaws. When he jumps out of the plane or falls out of the plane in the movie, that's her cousin. He was a stuntman in the movie. So I remember back when I was little, we all had Moonraker shirts because somehow he sent them all to us or something like that.
Moonraker, no.
My mom might still have it. My favorite, the only Bond reference I always have is Shirley Bassey saying Goldfinger.
Well, she sang Moonraker too. They brought her back.
Oh, didn't know.
Yeah,
I only saw that scene. I never saw the whole.
She
movie.
Said she did Goldfinger, Diamonds Are Forever, and
Diamonds
Moonraker.
Are Forever.
Yeah. Wow.
Martin, would you like to pay for that? Would you like to Billy Ocean that song up a little bit?
Get out of my Bond.
Get out of my Moonraker.
Get into my Moonraker.
All right, let me see if I.
Do, 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 do.
I don't think there's anything.
I said, hey.
You.
Get out of my Bond.
All right,
hey, me.
Speaking of your singing, last week, and I almost crashed my bike because I was listening to last week's show as I was riding over here. And in the middle, Joe brought up the word meme, and I'm like, what the fuck is a meme?
Oh, yeah.
And then you're like, where have all the rapists gone? Long time passed. I was laughing my ass off that every once in a while you get something spot on. Like, everything else turns into Billy Ocean, but that stupid ass fucking song, Where Have All the Rapists Gone? You got that down. So I put down here that we need a single remix of the Where Have All the Rapists Gone?
Were you finding that earlier? Was that what you were
That's
looking
for?
That's what
I was looking for. We should songify
that. When I got here, I'm like, oh my God, I can't remember what she said. And local people, the sessions with, his name is John something or other, Oscar nominee last year. He's in The Perfect Storm. He was in Winter's Bone. He's pretty much in every movie you've ever seen. He's usually fourth or
Malkovich?
Fifth bill. No, this is his first big film. Helen Hunt is his co-star. The way Doug Wilkie feels about Gwyneth Paltrow, I feel about Helen Hunt. She drives me fucking crazy. But she's supposed to be amazing in this, and he is probably going to walk away with the best actor Oscar this year. His name is John something, and give me a second to get his name. But the movie's called The Sessions. He's in Iron Lung.
I'm ready.
And he hires a sex surrogate with the permission of his priest so he can finally get laid.
This is weird.
It is.
Okay. I got to step out of the studio. I need you to step out of the studio with me for just a second, Marty.
I'm a little concerned.
No, okay. You'll be fine. You guys are talking anyway, so keep going.
So let me go to IMDb and find his name because I'm embarrassed I don't know it. He is a wonderful...
A man in an iron lung? This sounds stupid.
It's called The Sessions. No, it's supposed to be besides... and what's his face? Bradley Cooper from Playbook.
Who I love.
I have
a crush on him.
We'll find
out. Like on the real Bradley Cooper?
Yeah. He's in a new movie called something Playbook.
Okay, wait. I'm looking up The Sessions, and I do have to say, right? It says Festival
John
Hit
Hawks.
Of the Year.
Yeah, John Hawks. And what is going to be...
And William H. Macy.
And William H. Macy as the priest that gives him
Love
permission.
Him.
This is coming down to be like the movie of the year as far as Oscar goes, and probably will make a splash. It's in limited release now. It'll go wide. Probably... December 1st is when they do the National Board of Review. So when the National Board of Review comes out with their nominations,
right.
That's when they'll start
You're
going
so
wide.
You're so on this movie business.
Oh, you have no idea. It's Oscar fucking season.
You got it.
By the way, even when it's like May, June, doesn't matter.
It's still Oscar. Oscar season.
I'm that person that goes back afterwards, right, after everything's like been won, and I go, well, I guess I should start to watch some of this shit. and I, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm going on my cruise. Oh, you're the perfect. perfect person to ask.
Silver Linings Playbook is the one with Bradley Cooper, where Bradley Cooper might walk away with an Oscar nomination this year. Yeah.
Advice for you, don't watch Poseidon Adventure or Titanic on your cruise. Just these are thoughts from
Titanic was on my cruise. Harrison and I went on a cruise, and that was our movie because they're like, why not? What worse are we going to play?
Stuck, right. So listen, tell me what I need to watch, right? If I need like a movie or a television show on the airplane. I don't know. I don't have anything. I'm like at a loss. What do I download? Tell me what to watch.
Homeland. Get caught up on Homeland.
Duh. Hashtag been there.
Okay.
By the way, I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, it's a Twitter. It's a Twitter thing.
I know it is, but you can
have that. Somebody that finally has fucking Showtime. Christ in a
Show to go. I don't know that I need to get glared at like that, Mr. Perkins.
So good.
May I just tell you to fuck right off.
You may, and you may.
The end.
The end.
We have... Are we done with your little thing about what to watch?
Think about that.
Yeah,
because I'm like going to be on a 6-hour plane ride, and I need some. I am not good on the movies or the TV.
You could take on Sorted Lives. I can lend you that.
Yeah,
okay. Sorted Lives.
Really? Seriously,
have you not, seen that?
No.
Oh my god, it's so much fun.
You guys, I don't even know what it is.
Sorted Lives and Girls Will Be Girls.
Leslie Jordan.
I've never seen Girls Will Be Girls.
I haven't either. No, you remember when we were at your house? You showed the beginning.
Girls always and forever.
He was showing the very beginning when we were.
We'll
over
have
there.
To do a movie mm-hmm. evening at your house.
Oh, for girls,
we've talked about that since April.
Because Sorted Lives and Girls Will Be Girls are always the gay conversation of what is the funniest movie of all time. Which one of those two is actually funny?
And Drop Dead Gorgeous. Y'all have referenced that.
What about Drop Dead Gorgeous?
Oh,
duh,
love that.
Duh,
never seen it.
Been there.
Never seen it.
Hashtag shit. We're going to have to tune in.
Oh my God, Drop Dead Gorgeous. She's skinny, Ember. She's not deaf.
When they wheel her out in the wheelchair.
Here. Don't cry.
You were talking earlier about the remix. What? Some remix single for her. What is it? That.
Where have all the rapists gone?
Where have all the rapists gone?
We got it. Just released, available on iTunes. It just keeps going.
We're gonna have to write that shit. I see a song in my future that I have to write.
All right, as we pass the baton on from me, she who talks too much. Katie, Dan wants to know what locations are you going to on your cruise?
Nassau.
Okay.
And I don't know.
Will there be
another
shuttle?
Greenport, maybe? Is that another place in the Bahamas?
Now, I would ask around and find out what's the ghetto stop. Like, what's the one where I should stay and get the services and then get a nice massage and a facial that day?
Yeah.
Does that port shitty? Is that
send the wife and the kid out and be like, oh, I've got a stomachache. And then
the
make
kid's
all
not
your
going.
Appointments.
Oh, the kid's not going.
Send
praise
the wife.
Jesus.
Well, maybe you can get a couple's massage.
May I just suggest
it's not a three-way.
I've got the lotion and the lingerie in the bag.
Okay,
already packed.
I'm here to wash your vagina.
No. I'm definitely not going to wash anybody's vagina.
My name is
Marge.
My name
is Mark. I'm here to wash your vagina.
No, that's not happening.
Always have a clean vagina. Yeah. You should always.
I feel that my vagina could always be a little cleaner. Just Dan
Gore, my friend
Dan
from
Gore.
LA.
Okay,
the one who,
I met you.
The
George Michael impersonator.
Just in case anybody thinks I don't know everything about movies, you sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bitch. There you go, Dan.
Wow.
Oh, I'm not sure what just happened.
I don't know.
Dale's going to make that his new ringtone.
No, but Dan said that 9 to 5 was his.
That was his nominee for the funniest
movie ever. So
okay.
The sexist, egotistical, lying, hypocritical bitch is the tagline from 9 to 5.
Yeah, Roz.
I can whip that out like
the shit out of me.
Oh, you
outmovie me like bananas. Violet.
Violet, did you get that report I sent over?
Oh, I know just where to stick it.
No, I tore right through it. I haven't seen that movie in a long time. That is a fun movie.
I know just where to stick it. But he'll always be F-heart
to me.
Oh my God. I'm on
facials.
What?
You know what's funny is...
There you have it, Katie.
I'm not sure how, because they hear us a couple seconds after we say it, as Tim realized.
About a minute.
Yeah, about a minute.
It's about a minute.
So I don't know, like they type this and we think we're being funny, but to them it's like, and they waited and they waited. Right. Oh, there it is.
Yeah, no. No, we see you, actually when you type into the chat room, we see it instantly, but you don't hear our reaction for about 60 seconds because it's
so just way quicker than you think.
Yeah.
Did you read that Uncle Chip's going to put that as his new ringtone? Where have all the rapists gone?
We could.
That's what that was for.
Yeah,
that's so
funny. That's gonna be the new ringtone.
That's my Songify app. That I've only used twice on my phone, but that's what it's good for. So you can go.
Funny.
I need that app. I'm downloading that immediately.
It's free.
And what's it called?
Songify.
Songify.
God damn, that's very
anything
funny.
You say, it'll make it into a song. Remember that thing about Julia Childs that I did? That
I loved that.
That was so funny.
And we made her say something really dirty.
That whole thing is...
That a girl.
Bring on the mashed potatoes! Bring on the ham! Or whatever the hell she said. It was so funny.
I'm going down to Charlie's and have a drink.
That a girl.
All right, Marnie, you got anything on your list? What are you doing? Homework? What the fuck do you do?
She's highlighting something.
No, I...
You got a highlighter. Like,
well, there are a couple of things, but it goes back to more... the stuff that
go
troubled...
Go back to whatever
it goes
you
back
want
to the stuff that troubled me that I was talking about.
I want to know more.
Oh, yeah.
Tell me more. That's a Shangri-La song that nobody gets.
I could make this a time segment if you want.
No, there was...
And how many trees died?
Not a lot.
Really?
Not at all.
Looks
no.
like it.
It looks like it, but it didn't
It was
happen.
All one tree. I get you.
It was. So
I have... Go ahead. I got
go ahead,
so,
please.
No, only thing I was going to bring up, this is an old topic, but for you, and Al will appreciate this. Did I tell you that I met the dog that she's held in captive? The dog she's now named...
Oh, Patty Hearst?
Lola, we have not totally named her.
Patty Hearst?
Yeah, it was Lolo Patty Hearst.
I met the dog. The dog's adorable. Very nice dog. And she claims that
hostages usually are.
Well, she claims that the posters are still up in the neighborhood and no response.
I'm swear to God.
But are they not?
Remember.
Secretly, they're not.
No. I mean, the ones that are still hanging up, but they've been there for a month and a half, so...
Are they still in your hallway?
No.
Are any of them actually outside?
Some are over the inside of my garage, and nobody has said
Mom calls every day and says, yep, see that dog.
The dog is cute, but you've named it Lolo Patty Hearst.
Well,
like Lolo Chicken and Waffles?
Well, like Lolo the runner in the Olympics.
Lolo
the
summer.
Jones, I think, something. She was... Fast, very fast. And
fast.
But also,
she lost.
Is that dog
she
fast?
She did lose, but this dog is very,
but
very fast.
She's cute.
She is cute. And so is my little Lolo. But I don't know that I'm sold on that. And I want to call her Abby for little ankle biter.
I actually really just like Patty
ankle
Hearst.
Biter.
I know. But simple as
what?
Patty Hearst. Patty Hearst.
Less is more.
I know.
She's earned it. I
wouldn't be calling her all that. He told me that I have to name her Patty Hearst.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're holding her captive.
I have to dress her in a beret and a gun.
Yes.
Liberation Army picture.
Yes. Symbionese Liberation Army. Again, I don't know your name, but I know the Symbionese Liberation Army.
Seriously,
I have a mental defect.
I'm pretty sure that at Smelly Dog, they probably sell little berets for dogs. You could get yourself
they're
a little
like a little gun holster.
I'm going to.
It's a costume.
No.
Actually, you know who we need to go to? Together. We need to go to Leslie Baldwin because she used to work there. She could probably get us dog accessories. Nice. If she's listening outside a liquor store, a free Wi-Fi somewhere, she can probably tell us how to get a beret for your dog. And a
you
little.
You don't think they're going to fire me for killing
Liberation
the boss?
Army or where?
Back to a 9-to-5 reference.
Although they're doing it on here.
It looks just like Skinny and Sweet, except for the skull and crossbones
on the label.
It's so disrespectful.
What is Katie? What is this thing? What are you doing with this?
I was trying.
Don't you need
to
check your mic? Oh, okay.
Oh, have you seen 9-to-5? If you haven't, put that on your list.
No, but it's going on right now.
Violet, honey.
Can I see you back 9-to-5?
No.
Would she stick her head up?
That's great.
Violet, honey.
Can I see you?
I know because it's all about looking from behind the car. Violet, honey.
Can
you
I see you?
Can I see you?
Well, who is that?
Who's in it?
I don't know. Where's Mr. Hart? I don't know.
Jane Fonda.
He says.
Lily Tomlin.
Dolly Parton. Yeah, okay.
He says we have a short in the trunk.
It's a great movie.
All right, done. Great job.
Oh, you have not seen 9-to-5?
I'm downloading it right now.
I actually saw 9-to-5 in the theater the week it came out when I was, 8? However the fuck, what year was that when it came out?
1980.
Okay, I was 10. Wow. And I got to see it with another friend of mine. Wow, a long time ago. Good times.
Downloading.
Oh, God. Tyler's just doing them all. Oh, my God. They know about the rat
poison.
I might as well just turn myself in. Oh, Lord. Violet has lost her mind.
Could you tell me where the coffee shop is? What is...
Oh, that's what... That's when the candy striper comes up and talks to her?
Right.
That's funny. What is she doing? She's counting votes.
Yeah.
Did you see this down here? That's funny. When you said, what are you doing? He said, she's counting votes. what bothered me was...
we're back to you.
You know,
I'm sorry.
We are. I'm right here. I'm right here. May I just?
Yes,
may I just
drink.
Woo! And
drink.
You may.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm renting this movie.
Look at you. Katie's downloading it right now.
Yes. And get the
that
ref.
That would take me a year
get
and a half.
Get the ref with... it's the a Christmas ref? Movie. The Ref with Kevin Spacey and Judy Davis.
And Kevin the guy Spacey. From...
And, oh God, what's his name? From Rescue Me.
Yep.
Dennis Leary.
Dennis Leary. Right.
Boom.
Funniest. Okay, that's up in my top four of funniest movies ever.
I'll have to get that one too.
I'm downloading it now.
Marnie?
Okay, thank you. Uh-huh. So this whole, like, the thing that troubled me, there were all these crazy people, right, after the election. Mm-hmm. And there was all this kind of just wildly crazy anger. Like, in 2004, I told you guys, I was just depressed. I was just like, seriously?
It was a disproportionate response this time.
It was like, are you
both
kidding?
Times.
And this has been wildly like, what the hell? And then it dawned on me that we don't, like, I didn't have a word for George W. You know, like, I didn't have a...
fucktard wasn't enough.
Stupid.
No, but those are nothing.
Okay. Oh, now we have handouts.
Oh, handouts.
Oh, for those of you at home, we have handouts.
Can you give me those to Clinton, please?
These are very upsetting. If you have...
Yeah. So, basically, there was this whole thing.
I can't.
Did you actually put this together? You spent some time.
No, I did not.
No, okay. There's...
I did not. There was a picture of this.
There's pages and pages.
And
wow.
I know. I can't even read them.
So here's my deal. Like, all of a sudden, I see this on Facebook.
And, don't read
and
any
for,
one of those.
I'm not going to. But for the listeners, or however you self-identify.
I
know. So I stopped reading. Just stop reading.
Basically,
you can't erase them from your brain.
A bunch of tweets. I believe that is what this is.
Yeah, those are tweets.
And it's just
and
discussing.
These are twits.
These are twits. Morons. Absolutely.
Right.
And it's discussing Obama and him being reelected, and, you know, using all kinds of language.
Well, you know, that's the easy word to go to.
It is.
Yeah.
And obviously we're talking about the N-word, and so it. But
oh,
it's,
but there's
it's
worse.
There's craziness
in there.
So then I'm like, when I read that, I thought, what the fuck is wrong with you? And then I see this thing from this Denise Helms. Did you hear about her? The California woman fired after calling Obama the N-word.
And
he's assassinated.
Hoping he's assassinated. So the best part is, though, is she uses the N-word and then she says, but I'm not racist.
No.
Yes, you are.
And I love, no, the blank.
No, you're a cunt.
You have to see the blank look on her face of like, why would you think I'm a racist?
Really?
Wow. Oh, yeah.
No.
I haven't heard of this story.
They tell her, like, you don't think that using that word makes you a racist? She's like, no.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to see. She goes completely.
That mentality. Yeah, right.
She goes completely.
Well, okay. I will parallel this to somebody of that ignorance level is just like Sandusky, who thought he did nothing wrong.
You're right.
Really?
Right. You're right.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, he had that look of.
That's sociopathic. And really, really scary is that it is just more and more and more normal. And this is. You're right, Marnie. And I think that, honestly, like, I didn't see all of this. And I was not on Twitter on the night of the election.
I found this on Facebook. Someone.
Yeah, they're all over.
I believe it. Yeah. I just, like, haven't seen it. I think I've just been in such a place of, like, happy land.
Sure.
And
sure.
I was with all Democrats.
Right.
And we were just, like, celebrating and cheering. And we were just so happy. And, like, for this person who says, I hope the world ends in December.
Yes.
So we won't have to suffer another 4 years of this.
What the fuck is wrong with
you? And I go, really?
Yeah.
You actually want to the whole world to blow up because you think this is so bad? I mean, this person has to be like 13 years old. I just can't imagine. Like,
and that's the problem.
The 13-year-olds don't think like this. No one's taught them yet.
Right.
Clayton, I'm sending this to you right now.
Okay.
The video of this Denise Helms.
Oh, okay. Got it.
But,
you know, the thing is, and the hoping he's assassinated, and as she goes through,
I wish there a little bit on George Bush though. But then,
no, but
let me tell you, this is honest to God truth. Because all I kept thinking was, if you shoot the dumbass in front, we end up with Cheney, which is 100 times
worse. Exactly.
So you keep the dumbass as healthy as you possibly can, and keep Darth Vader out of office.
But that's my. But go ahead.
No, you know what I miss the most about George W. Bush?
That dumb look on his face.
No, what I miss most is. Letterman would have greatest moments in presidents, whatever, greatest moment of president speeches, and they would just show him going,
right.
Funny. That's the best part of that.
I love that one. What was it? Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on me. Shame on.
Because you can't fool a fool.
Rick.
And he couldn't pronounce nuclear.
The night after the elections, Letterman did a segment where he did the last. They did a best of Romneyisms or whatever the hell they called it, because it was they weren't gonna play anymore. It was over. It was so funny. But I do miss the stuff that he used to just barrage.
I'm surprised they could come up with anything because he didn't talk to the fucking press for what 60 days or some crazy shit. Romney?
Mm-hmm. Oh, but it was just all the other, like the dog on the car.
That just came up. Did you know he didn't do a press interview?
Wouldn't answer a question.
The last 60 days?
Nothing. 60 days.
Some days, yeah.
No,
he
I didn't know
that. He wouldn't answer a question.
I'm not sure
if
60
like,
days is right,
fuck?
But it's like over 40.
It was a
if
long time.
Anybody who's not doing lines from 9 to 5.
Right. In the chat room.
Old lady, your husband's not dead. He's hiding. Anyways, that's
you know the thing was that,
but
so
tell
that,
us how many days he went without a without an interview because it was shocking.
Yeah, it was
I don't
shocking
know, but
amount
you know
of
what?
Time.
I totally get what you were saying. You're like, this is like
you're still reading.
It's disturbing. It is. And the idea that people would...
I read one and turned it over. Like, I don't need that
in
my brain.
No, I've read them. Yeah. I'm just, like, marinating on this, and it hurts my heart.
Right.
Absolutely.
Like, this is painful.
Absolutely. There is not... And reading that, and then this Denise Helms, and the rant that Shelley Duckworth, now that I've forgot her name, but the idea that the rant she goes on... And
I got to see this drunk rant. Did Doug, you said Doug posted
Doug,
it?
And I can send it to
all
you.
Right, I'll find
but,
it.
But yeah, Doug has it posted. And she doesn't bring up bad points. It's just that anger. I'm referring back for her with the anger. She doesn't pull out the N-word. She doesn't pull out the N-word. But it's just she doesn't have all bad points.
At
she
family
just
functions
is
last
crazy.
Summer by the pool.
Right, you were
saying. They were throwing that word
that's
around like
saying.
Crazy.
Well,
at like family functions. I'm like, do we really live in a world where you think you're like we're okay with that word?
Right. Well, I mean, and God knows there are a lot of words that shouldn't be, but the idea that it made me think about George W. And when he was when he was elected to begin with, but then when he was reelected, and I use elected for him loosely both times.
Sure.
But I thought, what are we going to call him? Ya honky? Ya cracker? You know, like, that's going to hurt him.
Right, and that's where the whole argument about reverse racism just dies a slow, miserable death.
Well, I thought, there's I'm going to try to find out, what can we call people? So I went into the racial slur database, because there is one. And I was like, what the hell? So I'm reading through it, and there are different, they have it for every race. I mean, like, you can go through, there are 9 pages for white people.
Mm-hmm.
And that made me like, what the fuck? And one of them is bacon bits, that somebody might call a white person bacon bits. And I thought, well, now bacon I wonder what
and you know
that
what?
Is.
And your grandmother's going to cry. And when you go home and tell your grandmother, she's going to cry because we've
that's
not progressed as a country.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Think that the fuck through.
White bacon bits is white trailer trash that has sex with pigs. You ready?
Wow.
That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, I agree.
None of this. Bean dipper. I just thought maybe I would throw that out there. White men or any non-Hispanic who date Hispanic women or men.
Thank you for the wink, Marnie. Thank you. Are you never referring to me as a bean dipper?
Coming
nope.
to this full
just
circle.
Saying, just saying. But, you know, Betty Crocker. I'm going to pronounce this wrong. Bolillo. Mexicans use it to refer to white people because bolillo is white bread bun. I mean, 9 pages of this stuff. Are we really Casper? Are we going to hurt somebody with that? Oh, fuck you, Casper.
Yeah.
Well, if somebody who just is overtly white, like really, really pasty white.
Oh, but yeah.
But Casper was a friendly ghost.
He sure was.
He was. Thank you.
You know, and apparently my favorite one on this, and I only bring this up because it's the idea that we don't have anything. As the white folk, what are you going to say to hurt me?
Right. And it
what are you going to say?
It doesn't. And then it didn't end with a lynching. That's what people
correct.
Don't understand.
Absolutely.
Calling somebody Casper doesn't end with those postcards of. I don't want to get into the whole race thing.
Mm-hmm.
But this is what we're conjuring up. There
what
is
this
no
all
reverse.
Is.
There is no reverse racism.
Right.
You can't because you can't all of a sudden show postcards from the 20s. Have you seen those? Speaking of horrible emails that went
awful.
Around, the postcards that people would send to their relatives about, look at our latest lynching. Yeah.
Didn't oh, all that. Those pictures of, well, what was it, heinous? These people who were lynching the chair, right? When, what's this crazy
old white
Eastwood?
Ass.
Eastwood?
Thank Clint you. Eastwood.
Was talking to the chair, and people were lynching the chairs in their front yard. Oh. Like, that was hysterical. I'm because, so
I never heard of that. Like, I didn't hear that at all. Yeah,
people, I'd never like, heard right. There were people all throughout the South right. that were, and I wow. can't, like, and like they put don't it have, on the South, but they were lynching the chairs, hanging them in their front yard.
Right. Like, wow.
In
their chairs. Wow. Not realizing the connotation. Like, that's, that connotation's not okay.
No.
And that's
no.
when, because I mean, Michelle Bachmann, cunt of the year, cunt of the century. Well, no, Jim Brewer, cunt of the century. But when you get these,
the tie almost.
I don't know. Yeah. It's storm of a lifetime. Like that's the way you mm-hmm. have to. She's cunt of a lifetime. But when these people and Glenn, I watched a little bit of Glenn Beck yesterday too, just to make sure that like crazy head.
I seriously think you do that for your own.
I can like hardly. I can't.
But
I literally.
But he's the king of reverse racism, and you have to say to him like it's not a moral equivalent. Calling somebody Casper.
Right.
Is not the equivalent. Right. Like, no, like, that. Because, there's one in here about why did the chicken cross the road? That's the one in here that made me stop.
Sure.
And when you read that, you realize that's the difference.
That's
where there is no such thing as reverse. So if you're somewhere, if you're a listener and you're new and you're Republican and you think that you're going to use the term reverse racism, it's not fucking possible. Stop right. it now. Anyways, make this funny. Move on.
The funny part,
may I just
drink?
The funny part for me was just the idea of going through these and being like, what the hell? But the idea that serial killers is the, like, refer to white, because most white people are serial killers. That's how black folks might refer to white folks.
Well,
serial killer, like just as a random, because
that's not actually hurtful to me.
It's
at all.
Not hurtful.
I'm not saying.
But it's not going to be hurtful
for those people who say that. No, that's actually not hurtful.
Right. It's not. None of these are hurtful. That's what my favorite.
If you become a serial killer, you'll mostly hunt within your own race.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. I like cereal.
I find that, and because I okay, because you know, besides James Bond theme, I love anything about serial killers.
Multigrain Cheerio.
Me too.
I love it.
Last one, pigmentally challenged, and that is my favorite.
Oh, that's my favorite.
And that's what I'm going to call George W. from now on.
What is that?
Pigmentally challenged.
I don't get it.
Pigment.
Oh.
Oh my God. Wow.
But I like that I got mentally challenged. But pig yes. mentally challenged. That's a nice way to say retard.
Which we don't do.
Watch the
R-word. Oh, that's right. We don't do that.
Oh, well, did you see what she posted on her Facebook, Marnie, about that? It's a shirt. What are you getting that shirt?
I would, absolutely. Oh. I haven't looked into it. I just saw that thing.
Oh, okay. We'll find out later.
Okay. Well,
Katie, what's on your list? What do you got? What do you got prepared?
Okay.
Go.
Sadly, and again, it's kind of political again. I mean, for the last 3 years, I've been politicking.
And successfully.
In 2010 is debatable. But
always good to have a win, though.
Yes,
Balance it out.
Check it out.
There is going to be a Republican
Chalk
president
up the
again.
Win, right.
No matter what happens, there will be another Republican president.
On the
president.
Night of the election, as soon as Ohio was called for Obama, I started running around the election night party. I had some cocktails going, I'm getting married!
Shocker!
And then I started actually singing, I'm getting married in the morning!
Ding dong.
We have to pay for that. So.
Oh, yeah, we are.
I didn't sing it very well.
I
agree.
I called Kelly and said, we're getting married. And she was not drunk, so she didn't totally get it. Because I feel like within the next 4 years.
As long as she didn't answer, who is this?
Right, right. That's what's happening. I feel like within the next 4 years, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
I really genuinely believe before.
In Arizona?
I think it will
nationwide.
Be federally.
Nationwide?
Okay. I really, really think that we're moving in that direction anyway. It's going to go before the Supreme Court, and we're
November
not going backwards.
November 21st, forced, is forced a number
Wow,
now.
You can't talk.
I can't talk. November
21st. Tell me more.
I'm going to keep singing the Shangri-Las because no one's going to sue us from them.
Are they all alive or dead?
No, they're probably dead.
Okay, there's
dead. And who cares? Like Helen Reddy fans, they're gone. November 21st, they get presented with it, and on the 26th, they have to announce whether or not they will hear it.
Yeah, and they will.
I think they're gonna pass, and I think the majority is gonna vote to pass it to the lower courts and let the states decide. I think they're gonna pussy out and go to states' rights.
But before the end of the next 4 years is up,
yes,
we'll have a couple of new Supreme Court justices.
Yes,
and it's gonna happen. It's going to happen.
But I think that they will keep someone in an iron lung on life support if they are a conservative judge
know, right?
to make sure they make it past the 4 years.
So they can, like, ding your right finger.
Right, because it's Ruth Bader's.
And she's about there.
And right. I thought,
God bless that woman.
I'm pretty sure when they called Ohio, she signed her resignation letter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they had a great thing on Facebook.
She should
about
just
that.
Like
did
smoke
you see
some
that?
Pot.
I did not she survive was... cancer. To not have
she had
Obama reelected.
Yeah, she,
I
mean,
she
had pancreatic cancer, which is
rare.
Until
to...
recently, tough, like really tough to yeah. beat, and still the tough sure. one of the toughest.
But I'm getting married, so that's happening.
Yep.
Okay, so I'm a big Emily's List supporter, and I don't know if y'all are familiar with Emily's List.
I don't think I am.
Okay, so Emily's List is an incredible national organization. They were started in D.C. Years and years and years ago with a really, really funky, fabulous, cool lesbian woman, and kind of in a basement, and it was all these women who were like, you know what, fuck this. All these men are out there raising gajillions of dollars and doing this super PAC bullshit, and we want our voice heard as well. Sure. And so, and I got, it's silly that her name is escaping me. I'm going to look it up. So Emily's List was created to support pro-choice Democratic female candidates.
Oh, God.
And so Emily's List, and if you Facebook them, they had so many wins, right? So historic, it was a historic night.
Oh, for women? Yeah. Oh, women, yeah. The most crazy. Women ever in the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Ever. Yep.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yes. The most women in the Senate. The very first ever openly lesbian.
Yeah. Yep. Tammy Baldwin.
Tammy Baldwin. Right.
Tammy Baldwin.
From Wisconsin.
Yep.
Kirsten was one of their candidates, which is really exciting. They had, who is also, of course, the first openly bisexual
right.
woman, and also the first woman elected to the 9th Congressional District
right.
from Arizona.
Oh, and I've been meaning to bitch about this. May I just? I have to, if everyone else around me is in the 9th, I did not have anyone to vote for as
right,
far
neither
as
did
the
Molly.
State.
Molly didn't. Molly
why don't didn't. I, why did I have no one to vote for the House of Representatives?
What district were you in?
I don't know. I thought it was in District 9.
But
no,
you had,
they just
so you
changed
had no Democrat
just...
to vote for.
No, I had, there was no names. I had Katie, it went like President Katie Hobbs, and then
I feel like it was the same for Molly Montgomery. I think
super weird.
Am I in some weird like non-district?
It was in mine, and he doesn't live terribly far from me.
Yeah, Molly's on 14th. Molly's on 14th Street in Thomas.
What's the district cutoff?
Oh, they are so gerrymandered.
Yeah, it was all
yes, and that's we haven't talked about that. The gerrymandering, and that worked against them, which I think is shocking to them.
They thought they had this.
Local legislatures are able to redistrict for the U.S. Senate. And so what they do is that...
they don't do it, but they influence it.
They influence it. So when they redistrict things, they district them to get as many Republicans as they can. They do, like, weird turns
really
and twists.
Cutting it and...
Although, you know, I have to tell you, the Democratic Party was on their shit, thanks to Justin
Unger.
They got
Unger. 5 out of 9.
Yeah, Ron Barber wins, then they
no,
have...
No, it's called. I think it's five...
Oh, is it already done?
Everything's called.
Then Arizona's sending more Democrats.
And Ron Barber got it?
5 out of 9. Yeah.
What does Justin Unger have to do with it?
Justin Unger actually worked for the Democratic Party when they were doing the redistricting.
Okay.
And Justin is fucking brilliant. Mm-hmm. Like, brilliant. And he was spearheading the whole redistricting process.
Oh, wow.
And so
I
the redistricting actually in Arizona swung a little bit in favor, especially the Independent Redistricting Commission, which boring, but you can read about it online.
Okay.
But it really swung a little bit in favor of the Democrats because the Democratic Party was on it. Because in 2000, the Republican Party basically stole. I mean, they, you know, they went in the favor of the Republican Party in 2000. 2010 went in our favor a little bit. Not totally in our favor, but it gave us the opportunity to have some competitive districts, like District 9, okay. where Kirsten won.
Yeah,
anyway,
that's a new that's a brand new district.
I just wonder if 15th Avenue is the cutoff, because I thought right where I live, I thought everything, because Kirsten was on my ballot.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but it literally
somebody
just kind of
was
went.
On your ballot. No. And it may have been Ed Pastor. There was somebody.
No, there wasn't, and I was mad because there was, and I have been meaning to talk to
Helen
you about it the whole time.
Purcell, that bitch is too old. That bitch needs to retire. She's leaving people off the ballot.
Well, not just that.
No,
but
I bitched about the minute I came in here that I had no one for the House of Representatives to vote for.
Oh, well, that's right.
So remember? I don't. That seems super weird and bizarre. But I will tell you, Ellen Malcolm is the name of the woman who founded Emily's List in 1985 in a basement with women. Anyway,
85. Wow.
And they have been one of the largest. So, you know, we always hear about super PACs; they're evil, and a lot of, you know, when they're coming from the Republicans,
they are evil. When they're Democratic, they're amazing.
They have not called, they have not called Ron Barber yet, isn't it?
But he's up.
Okay. But he's up by enough. Oh, no. He's only up by 800 votes.
Yeah.
But that's but they've been swinging with him. 200, 200, 200, 200. So yeah. 800 is a bigger.
Okay. Just a side note. In the chat room, Chip says, do I drink when I hear a bell? Because I've just been drinking.
Yeah.
Just ring a bell. We're all drinking, Chip.
Whatever
thank
gets
you
there.
May I just.
And now, and just to follow up, just because may I just for whoever said they weren't
there
drinking
you go,
enough?
Chip.
Now, they officially called. I want to just make sure that I'm not wrong here because I haven't checked in a couple hours. Oh, they still. It's still not official. Fucking Florida has still not called.
Who cares about them?
No, because Alan West was our main person.
Oh.
That will be a complete Tea Party defeat, except for Michelle Bachmann. Bachmann was the only Tea Party. Well, that's not true either.
And Nevada.
That other guy.
There was someone in Nevada.
You three probably have a better grip on this than I ever
but
will.
But my dream to get rid of the Tea Party came really true that night, which we didn't know until we got home.
Is there. What's the reason that we don't have a federal, not a mandate, a federal consistency within voting? Why is everybody not the same?
That's what everyone is pushing for.
It is a civil rights issue. Yeah. And also, you know, for us, it's an issue that we have all the early voting. And, you know, what our campaign manager was kind of saying, and it made sense, is that it's a problem that's kind of baked in the cake, right? So we get all of, and if you're talking about all the different, like how we're calling these so late.
Well, no, yeah, but it's because everybody's got a different fucking system. Sure. Let's all just get on the same pad.
Right. It's a state issue. It's a county issue. You know, elections are held by the counties, really. Yeah. I mean, Pima County's doing different stuff with Ron Barber than Maricopa's doing with our race.
Yeah, which seems unacceptable.
So, but I mean, elections are always the important part about your election is not the national election. The presidential part of the election affects almost no one.
Right.
Who's president? It's a small part of our system. What affects you the most is local politics. Right. It's who is voting in the House of Representatives for you, or even more specifically, who's in your state house.
Right. Okay.
Oh, because they're doing, that's the people that are pulling the shit off in this state.
Yes.
Like the crazy shits all come from our state house. So your voting has to be local. So the local people are in charge of it. You know, your superintendent of schools, the federal government doesn't care who you put in for.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So everything.
They do school budgets.
Right.
They talk about, you know, right after, within weeks after Gabby Giffords was shot in 2010.
Yeah, 2 years ago in February.
Then that was when our state house decided it was a really, really super important idea to name a state gun. That was like really pressing, obviously. So it's a state issue. It's a state issue. Like we're idiots, and the federal has nothing.
So that's the thing about elections is that they're very. We make a big deal because of like national coverage and TV news about the national election, but what's important is the local election. So you kind of want your local officials in charge of it. What they need to do is get the counting. Like, the government needs to come in and put one system. Like, that's great that you want to run your elections. You want to write your own ballots. Remember, we're talking about the propositions are so poorly worded that you don't know if you're voting yes
and
or no.
Confusing.
You don't know why.
Even listening back today to last week's show, I still don't know which way that amendment went
for
Minnesota? Marriage.
Yeah.
We were drunk, but if you get to that, you're like,
no, but I mean, if you, it was because you're like,
This show, we were drunk. Right.
But. What, so
but
you think that that means...
Well, you say, yes, for marriage.
Yes, yeah,
that
exactly. Like, vote no. But really, vote no.
Vote no, that's because it's silly. About this.
But we said that about Prop 8, and they get every lawyer involved to word that specifically to kind of...
Confuse the shit out of everybody.
Yeah.
Right. The morning of Election Day, I don't know why, but I woke up at 6:30 in the morning, and laying in bed, I flipped on the TV, and there was a... And obviously, we are... In time differences, the East Coast had their shit, you know, already rolling. There's a city, and I can't figure out what the city. I can't remember what the city is.
I like it, Dan.
But the deal was they had their whole city was like 25,000 was like their population, quite small. However, their entire election process was all done, and I don't know if it was on an iPad or what it was, but it was all electronic. Okay. They were voted, done, counted, and results were in within hours.
Yeah.
And I'm like. whoever the fuck put that in place, let's put them in charge of national.
Right, and that's the federal people would just come in to be like, okay, this is the machine you have to use. Like, you write your own ballot, you do your own thing, but we have to use this. Like, remember before when it used to be like you flipped a switch?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's how they counted it. But then there was something wrong with that. Then now we draw circles.
And then they poked the chads.
Then they poked the chads.
We all know about that.
So one of the debates that I heard in regards to this topic was, well, you know, because of all the older people. Well, I think we're coming into a point in which, because they said the electronic devices confuse the older people. Well, we're eventually going to have to get to a point where the older people are going to be the ones who grew up with these items and who've already embraced technology. They're going to – we've got to move on. We've got to be progressive and move on with this shit.
Because you need the younger people to vote, and the younger people are going to be like, what the fuck is this?
Can we not just touch something?
My world is electronic.
Right.
And that's – Joe is – well, fucking Joe. I thought it was somebody that we didn't know.
That was meant with love, Joe.
Yeah, your representative is Ed Pestor in District 4, according to Doug Wilkie.
Oh, I'm District 4?
Yeah, he has to be. And so you probably
skipped
over
it. Did he run against Katie Hobbs?
No, but there was probably no Republican voting running against him.
Oh, he
ran.
So he probably ran opposed. So I would guess that you skipped over it. I'm certain that there was not nobody, but probably your eyes may have just glazed because
I didn't skip any. I didn't skip anything until
he's a shoo-in. Happening.
Yeah, I don't do judges. I don't vote on judges because
I'm a conscientious objector. I know one judge, and so I voted for her.
I'm a conscientious objector.
Yep. Now the idea of this. All these provisional ballots, and that what are they? Everyone who sent one in has until tomorrow at noon to prove who they are.
No, well,
I thought it said yes. Wednesday.
They have to go to the recorder's office and show their ID.
I don't get it.
What that is, and I made this mistake a couple years ago.
I
decided early voting was the thing for me, and then I realized I procrastinate everything. Mm-hmm. So I left that ballot sitting on my kitchen table way too long.
Sure, me too.
I didn't know to take the early ballot to the poll and just turn in the early ballot.
I shredded mine.
So I wasn't on the list. Mm-hmm. I wasn't on the voting list because I had
an early ballot.
Correct.
Right.
So they're like, okay, you don't have your early ballot. You're not on our list, so we can give you a provisional ballot.
Okay.
You prove who you are. You sign it.
Correct.
But we won't count it till afterward. Like, your vote won't count till after.
And sometimes, unless needed, sometimes they don't count.
They don't count.
Unless they're needed.
See, and that's great. But it sounds like they're needed right now.
They are. But that's the thing. If you're going to early, and I know, now I don't early vote because I know that when I say early vote, I'm going to just put it off.
I hear the music, but one of the biggest reasons that we had so many provisional ballots is think about, goes back to issues like when we were registering lots of people in the Russell Pierce recall.
Sure.
They were, there were groups out registering tons of new people, lots of Latino voters, and they weren't educating people as to what they were doing. So they're putting them on the PEVL, permanent early voting list, so you get your ballot in the mail, but they weren't telling them what that meant.
Yeah.
So these people had no idea to expect ballots in the mail, et cetera.
I'm going to have to put you on hold. We are wrapping up hour two. Hour three coming next. We will be live.
Stay with us.
Thoughtful Vulgarity is coming up next right here on Q Talk America.
You've been listening to The Show with Clayton McKee on Q Talk Arizona.